Comic book.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, I'm glad.
So Chris isn't making it,
I don't know why not, but I guess
but he
not.
never committed anyway. I didn't see him say yes.
Oh, he said something.
He
What did he
posted
say?
two Doctor Who picks.
Oh, he said I should be up for it.
Oh, I didn't see that. I only saw
And
the two Doctor
then
Who
he went into
books.
Doctor Who. Yeah. So, how have you been doing?
I've been doing well. It's
Yeah?
been a while. How have you been?
I've been just great. Just great.
That's
We've
good.
just been extended for work from home through the end of April, Mike. So that will be 13 months.
Are you glad about that?
Yeah. I don't need to ever go back into the office again.
But
And it's possible because
in April, will you be able to say I choose not to go into the office, or
it's possible. I'm in a kind of a support role, and I don't have people that report directly to me or anything. So they've kind of indicated that it's very possible that our group of people will be able to continue to work from home.
well, there you go.
Yeah, we'll see.
If that's what you want.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that if somebody wanted to go back to the office, I don't think that they, assuming that there's room with whatever, however they have to do the layout and stuff like that, they wouldn't prevent people from coming back. But I think initially they'll probably be trying to make sure that there's room for everyone that needs to come back.
Why are they scaling back or what? What do you mean? Like building space? They've said we don't
Well,
need this space anymore.
no, well, we're guessing in this. I mean, we don't know, but we're guessing even, as they start to roll out the vaccine, because I work for call centers, the actual call centers. I mean, these people are literally on top of each other. I mean, they're sitting right side by side talking
Oh,
into
and they might want to space them out a bit.
they're
Yeah,
probably going to have to
I
socially
got you.
yeah they're going to have to socially distance people even as they're rolling out this vaccine. So how what that looks like, I don't know. I know that there's lots of empty space in the building, but
You don't miss going to hide in the closet to read your comics at lunch?
no, now I just go to the living room. I can't believe you remember that I go to the, it's not really a closet, it's kind of a closet.
Yeah,
It's
there you
like
go.
a,
Then go hide in the closet and read comics.
I got the key to the room. I go in there, and then nobody can bother me for an hour.
There you go.
Yeah, beautiful thing. But the kids are back in school, so it's very quiet at home.
Ah.
My wife are still working from home, but yeah.
They have to wear masks.
Oh yeah, 20, yeah, the whole time. They get mask breaks, but like 5 minutes here or there or whatever. But other than that, they're wearing them all day. And so far, it's been pretty safe. Really, no. There's a person here, a person there might end up getting COVID, but they're not getting it at school, and they're not passing it to each other in school either. I think because of the masks.
Yeah.
So
That's
that's a good thing.
good. We went and got a bunch of N95s
Oh, did
just
you?
in yeah, just so we could, 'cause that's protection.
Yeah, that's like
That's that prevents you from getting others. The
yeah.
mask to mask works pretty good, but everybody has to play.
Well, that's the thing, right? If somebody who has it has the virus and isn't wearing the mask, you wearing one, it helps, but it's no surefire thing.
Oh,
But
it's
and then five,
low. It's like 25%.
yeah, exactly.
It's like
But
low. I guess 25, I guess in the 20s is better than nothing, though.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, the new one is a little more interesting, the new virus, because it's supposed to not be worse, But it's supposed to spread more because the follicle, the air droplets are smaller.
Oh, fantastic.
So being smaller means that they could get through easier through certain masks
Yeah, fabric.
because they get smaller. Yeah, because they're. I think
This
that's why we went and got some N95s.
whole thing's a mess, and I don't know. I haven't really read into it, but I heard that they found a couple more strains in South Africa that are making them a little bit concerned about the vaccine. So
Yeah,
that's.
they're not right now. They don't know anything other than just like when we had COVID breakout, they were saying get your flu shots, you know, to do that. That's kind of what I think a COVID vaccination's doing. You know, get your flu and your COVID shot,
Yep.
and we'll see what happens from there.
I'm kind of wondering if, as the world and society moves along, if we'll be getting like a yearly COVID shot like we do for the flu.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure. At least
Yeah.
for the first few, until something changes.
Exactly.
It's weird. Like a virus is like the Micronauts, man. They're it's like a micro universe, and they're just
Yep.
trying. It's the virus is trying to survive.
Oh yeah.
So
Yeah.
it just mutates.
Nope. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. It's mutating
That's what the
randomly,
flu. That's
then
what the flu virus does.
yeah, and but then suddenly the regular virus is being suppressed, but this weird mutation that just happened to come along is surviving better. So then
Yeah.
there becomes more of
Well,
that strain.
the one thing that I think that science is gonna do is they're gonna become better at it, though,
I hope
because
so.
they're gonna devote more attention to it just because of the loss of life. Like, it's a lot. Like
God.
400,000 people that just here, that's a fucking lot of people.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Almost a 500,000 people since March.
Yeah, it's not even been a full year.
No. Yeah, it's scary.
And there's still so many dumb people. Like, I just can't believe how many dummies the world has. Well, I don't know. I don't see like the stupid videos from overseas. I hope that they exist and there's stupid people everywhere. But it seems like all the stupid videos are here.
I think this is just my opinion. I have nothing to base it on. I think there are stupid people everywhere. However, and there are some other countries that were in the same boat as us. But the problem with what happened in the United States is that you had the leader of the country and by extension, a large group of one of the two major parties that went
Yeah.
along with it, basically
Well,
saying like
they're
there's
gonna
no
listen
need
to the
for this.
leadership, and they don't give a shit. So why should they? Yeah,
So
yeah.
they're more
So they
organized.
yeah, I agree. They made it worse. They made
Yeah.
it much worse than it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
But people can't think for themselves. So they have to look to.
It's absolutely crazy. It really is. But I mean, obviously, Trump didn't cause the virus, and he didn't. I mean, it would have been bad. I mean, look across the entire world, right? I mean, the entire world is having, well, maybe not everywhere, but like Europe and stuff like that. It got worse again as the fall went on. So obviously, he wasn't responsible for that. It's happening here too, but he certainly didn't make it any better. I mean, from what I understand and what I'm reading is like there's really been no plan at all,
Yeah.
which, you got to have a plan with this stuff.
Yep. So how's your comic reading been? Have you been keeping up still?
I've been trying to keep up. You know what my problem is that I mean I am keeping up, but in comparison between the two of us, I went to weekly shipping, which I still like and I still prefer, but because I don't necessarily get the boxes weekly that you would be getting in terms of weight and how big the box is.
Yeah.
A lot of times, more often than not, they ship it over to that smart post or whatever, where it would eventually then they hand it off to the post office.
Oh, they do that route?
The past couple of them have been that smart post, which I'm telling you, as soon as I see smart post, Mike,
You're
it's
like, oh,
about a
damn, I
week.
might as well just have it every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like a week later than it would be if it was directly FedEx. And that's even with the past two
Who
times.
actually does that? Is that DCBS doing it, or is that
That's what I want to know.
UPS doing it?
That's what I want to know. I almost want to send an email to DCBS asking if
Well,
they're
they'll
the ones
answer you, though.
that
It might take them a week, but you could just say, and then if I were you, I would scale back to every other week again, because it's not worth the cost. I meant to ask you about that. I meant to talk about it, because I have had outstanding, like, since Christmas break. Usually I'm like, I get a week or two behind because of the holidays, and man, they've been like clockwork. I get my big box every
No.
week on Friday or Saturday, just bang.
I will say this week it still said SmartPost, but somehow the past what I was going to say is the past couple times, two or three times, it was SmartPost, but then the indications read it got to Buffalo. Like I looked at the tracking, it got to Buffalo, and they're going to deliver it themselves instead of sending it to the post office. That's what's happened three times in a row. This week, I got it yesterday, which I cannot believe that's the fastest I've ever gotten SmartPost by a good like 4 days. Usually, like I'd be getting it this coming Thursday.
Wow.
So at least I got it fast this time. But basically, that's what I was saying is like I'll kind of read and then I might have some two or three down days where I have nothing new to read. But
What is
that's
that?
okay
What
because I've got the.
does that mean, though? Like, I don't understand. Do you only get like 10 books, or what happens every other week? I mean, every week. What's
Every
what?
week, I probably get about, I don't know, 25, 28 books,
See,
I would
that
say.
to me would be a lot. Why go to SmartPost?
Yeah, I don't know.
I could see if you had like 5 books or
Oh,
something,
sure.
like I just don't get it. I've never got, but I usually have a collected edition in there too, so weight wise.
Right, and then that's when I get something like that, then it's not an it's not a SmartPost issue usually. But there just hasn't been any big collections. Like, what did I get? I got a couple things. Oh, it was just a Creeps magazine and a trade of Captain Canuck. But that was like a five-issue trade, so that was relatively small. But that's the stuff that came yesterday.
That was SmartPost.
It was shipped through. The difference is it goes to a lot more stops along the way, and I don't know why, but
No, but SmartPost delivered by USPS?
it's supposed to be, but like I said, the past couple times
It's been
they've noted
UPS.
that they're just going to hang on to it and deliver it directly. They're not giving it to the post office.
That's weird.
It is.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah, it's a little.
usually I always get stuff. Most of my stuff is FedEx or UPS. I get the mail, but mostly the mail is Kickstarters.
Right. Yeah. No,
And I've
I
been
mean,
getting a
honestly,
ton of Kickstarters lately.
right now,
I've been doing like 5 or 6 a week.
oh my God, my wife, Stacy's like, I'll be working during the day or whatever. And she works in the dining room at the dining room table. And so that's right by the door. And she'll stop in and she's like, your daily comic book package has arrived. Almost every day, something from Kickstarter showing up because I really went nuts. Like as I think, like during like that downtime
Yeah.
when
But
Diamond kept
there was a
shipping.
lot of like good stuff
Yeah,
that,
there was, and I started
and
reading the
lately,
book.
like, there's been ones that have gone like 2 to 3 years that are starting to come in. So it's like you can't control that. That's just
And that's why I tell her, I'm like, I'm literally, I said, maybe it is. especially at the beginning of the time, maybe it is the quarantine that like these people are all sitting at home with nothing to do either, so they're actually getting these Kickstarters done.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think the quarantine and the incentive checks have helped Kickstarter and comics in general, because people aren't doing stuff, you know.
Did you get your True War stories?
I did. I was happy about that
Yeah,
one because I
I
was
just got it
concerned
yesterday.
because it was I've been getting the emails for a long time, and
Me too.
I was like, I hope that one isn't lost. That one
Yeah,
came like in
one
a
for two.
package though, a shitty package, and
The envelope.
it was like punctured, like it was almost like a qu it was like 5 inches cut, like deep, open, and I'm like, oh fuck, it's
Fuck.
gonna be one of those empty packages, and I got it, and it was in good shape. I was like, yeah, that's good. Good thing it
I
was a
was so
hardcover.
worried about just the fact that it was like just a padded envelope, but I
Yeah.
opened it up and it was fine. It was, I don't remember if I told you or if I was talking to somebody else, but I've had my first two bad experiences in terms of packaging and receiving books. Did
Yeah.
I tell you this already?
From DCBS or from other?
No, from Kickstarter, I meant.
Oh, no, I haven't heard this.
Yeah, so the first one I ordered Bonsai Girl Volume 1 and Volume 2 as a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
You know what they put it in? One of those just a regular white cardboard envelope. Like that would hold
Oh,
like a.
just like a paper envelope?
Yes.
Yeah.
And these are, I bought two volumes. Like two
But
trades.
you know what, where these fuckers get off is they sometimes post like a $10 shipping and handling, and they ship it media mail at $3. And I understand handling means, yeah, I have to fucking drive to the post office and I have to
Put all that stuff
package it
together.
up and put it together. It's your time cost, but you think that they're proud of their product enough so it doesn't arrive damaged, you know?
This was two trades in a paper envelope that should have hold at the most held a couple single issues. I received it. Guess
Yeah.
what? There's nothing in it. It had popped open. Like it's one of those where it has that strip along the top that you pull.
Yeah.
Well, that was not missing. It had just popped open. You could tell by the way it was opened. I don't think anyone went in there to try to steal it.
Yeah, it's like,
I
what
think
am I gonna do with these bonsai girls?
they just popped open. So I sent him an email. I'm like, I don't know what you can do for me.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I supposed to prove to you that there's nothing, that I received nothing? I said, here's
Yeah.
the envelope. Here's how it opened. But I mean, I don't know what else to do because for all he knows, I got them. And I mean, why do I want more? I don't know. But so they did go ahead and send me in new volumes. So and then he double packaged that one. So I
Yeah.
ended up getting it. But then
Well,
I
that's
got
good.
another Kickstarter from Britain, and same type of thing, very flimsy type thing coming from across seas,
Yeah, I've had
and the
that's where
hardcover was
I usually get the empty envelopes with is the ones that come from Britain.
oh well this one it was there it was all in there, but the whole top, I'm looking at it now, the top right hand corner is all bent out of shape and torn, so I actually took pictures and sent it to them, and they said that they'd send me a new one, so we'll
Yeah,
see.
some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, I'm like, if it was just a little bent, fine, it's bent, but it's all torn up.
Yeah, and it's worse when it's a single issue for me, because like a trade, yeah, that's kind of like a trade, right?
Yeah.
But if it's a single issue, I want it to be in good condition.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't do nearly as many Kickstarters as you, but I've been doing a lot this year, and those are my only two times that I've had an issue. Every other time they've been in good shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyhow, I've been keeping up on my reading, but like a good week behind just because of
When
the
do you
time.
read? Just every lunch, or when do you read? Before bed, or what do you do?
So normally what I'll do is I'm getting up because I don't have to travel downtown to work. I do get up a little bit later, but I'm not getting up super late because my wife also has to get up and get ready, and then we've got to get the kids downstairs and stuff. So it's not like I could just get up like much later, because then I'd be interfering with what she and the kids need to do. So I get up still pretty early and get ready, and I'm usually downstairs a good at least 45 minutes, if not a little bit more, before I need to log in for work. So I'll sit down and
Or do
I'll
you have like set hours where you have to be in from this hour to this hour, like core?
I mean, it's flexible. I could go ahead and say, can I change my hour or whatever,
They
but
want
normally
to know your
stuff.
flexibility kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not that it wouldn't be a case where I just show up whenever I feel like it each day. It would be more like, listen, today I'm going to start at this time.
Yeah, it's the same for us, except we just let our manager know I'm coming in at noon if I want to, you know?
Yeah, but I always just start early. I like getting done, you know, early for the day. So I come downstairs, I read two or three comics, and then at lunch, I'll read a couple more. I'm usually reading about four or five a day. So,
That's pretty good.
yeah.
Mine is
And
all
then
on
in the
Saturday and
evening, if I have
Sunday.
time, I might read some older stuff. Or like when I don't have any more new stuff from
The
DC
read the
Fast Book.
app.
Yeah, exactly.
They
I catch.
added a lot of stuff. I mean, I wish they added more older stuff, but I was happy to see they added Vertigo stuff. I like that.
I was excited at first because it mentioned something about Milestone, but then when I looked,
Well, it
they
was
only
one
had like
issue of each.
issue.
But
Yeah.
they had like Static Shock 1 through 5, but it was like a static issue one.
Yes.
Hardware number one. There was no icon, but if you
So,
get like one per week, that's not bad. You know what I mean?
well, yeah, if they keep adding to it, that'd be
Yeah,
great.
we'll see at the pace they add the older stuff.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
what I'm more curious than the newer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the
Yeah.
Marvel stuff just seems like, holy shit, by the time I get to it, it's already on the app.
Really?
It's
See,
like
that's.
every 3 months, man. I
Wow.
still get a lot of Marvel though. Like, I get a lot.
I'm getting all any of the X-Men stuff, so any of that extended universe, and then, you know, I get a decent amount of other stuff between Fantastic Four, Cap, Iron Man, but there's still
Daredevil.
Daredevil. There's still quite a few that I'm not getting, but I get more than I don't.
I think I don't know if there's too many titles I don't get.
You get all the Star Wars ones?
Yeah, I'm glad too. Those are going fucking through the roof, man.
I
If I
did
ever
not
wanted to get
get
them in back issue, forget it.
I didn't go in that first volume between, what was it, between Star Wars and Empire, right? And this new one's between Empire and Return. Because I
After
think the
Empire,
first one,
after Star Wars, that's how they go.
what'd you say?
The first one was after Star Wars, the
Yeah.
second one's after Empire.
So the first one after Star Wars, I felt like Dark Horse had already done some of that stuff. They keep revisiting it, so I didn't get any. I got the first issue, I didn't get anything else. But this run, I've been getting it, and all three of those series. I don't get Dr. Aphra, but I
And
get the other one.
that's the one that's blowing up.
I don't care.
Dr. Aphra, because of there's a lot of talk about what they're gonna do with that character.
I'm sure, because there's a lot of like money potential there because it's first
Because it's
appearance.
new,
But no, I mean the other three I think are great. I mean, is it Greg Pak, I think, that does Darth Vader, and I mean he's
I think the new Marvel is the quality is just top notch, like across the board.
I agree.
So
Yeah,
I was glad I never left Star Wars. I did in Dark Horse, and I regret it now because it's a lot more harder to get the books
I
if I
would get
want
Dark
them.
Horse here or there, depending on what the topic or focus was. I certainly don't have any type of complete set.
Yeah, I just completed Rogue Squadron.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And a matter of fact, I'm talking Star Wars today.
Oh,
So,
you are.
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So, yeah, so that's about it. How's everything going with you for work?
Good. I still trying to hope I don't travel because it's to LA and I don't want to go into that hot zone.
Oh,
But
what's going on?
LA's COVID is
Oh, I mean, why would you have to go?
work.
Really? They're sending
Yeah.
people?
Yep.
Oh boy. Well, hopefully not.
So yeah, I hope not,
When would
but
you find out?
I'll probably find out in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm
Hopefully
trying
not.
to avoid it 'cause I'm at risk. I got lung disease, so
Yeah.
we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully not.
But work's been busy. That's good.
Yeah.
It's been safe. Like we haven't had any, we've had some small COVID cases, but not like within the workplace.
That's really
Kind of like your kid's school.
yeah, where people might
Yeah.
have it, but it's not like
And then
spreading throughout
they just people just vanish for 2 weeks.
the Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just crazy. The world has become crazy.
And I've made it through all of season one of Punisher.
How is it?
And Punisher was excellent. It was
Yeah.
really good. But I'm saying that about every series. Every series is good. I did Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Defenders, and then Punisher. And then the next one on the queue was Jessica Jones season two. And I said I'm gonna take a break. I just need, sometimes you need to pause away from the genre.
Yeah, something else for
And
a little.
I started watching Bad Batch, which is this post-apocalyptic crazy story that
I've never heard of this before.
I can't believe exists. It's on Netflix.
Bad
It's
Batch.
it stars I don't know who the girl is, but she looks familiar. But it has Jason Momoa and Keanu Reeves, and it is so weird, man. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a post-apocalyptic scenario where there's a giant fence, and the bad seeds of the country or whatever get thrown on the other side of the fence. And on the other side of the fence is like chaos, like there's no order. And there's this weird there's two there's one town that's called like Hope or something like that city, which is just weird. It's a bunch of weirdos. And then but they don't like slaughter you or anything. And then there's this other little outfit that are cannibals. They're like Jason Momoa hunts people and eats them. And it's weird because they're all bodybuilders. They're all like the guys that were at the gym, the guys and the women at the gym that have all the muscular tone and stuff. They'll just like if you get sent out there, they'll go hunt you down. And it's pretty gruesome because like the main hero of the story is, I don't know, she must be in her 20s. She gets put outside the fence. And she gets hunted down by these these muscle-bound women, and you're like, okay, she's gonna be in the movie, she'll get away. And it's like, in the scene, they like get a hatchet and they cut off one of her arms and then they cut off her leg, and they barbecue it. Like they're just like, let's eat.
My God.
And then it's like, well, how's she gonna survive? And it just gets weird. And then Keanu Reeves is like a god in that other village, but he like gives communion and it's acid, so people will like trip acid and stuff. And it is so weird.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a strange.
I might want to check that out.
It's strange. I don't know if you'd like it. Like it's very different. Like it's something that you've never seen before. I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'll like it because it's filmed in like this slow pace, like it's real dramatic, like It wants you to feel like what that person's feeling. So like when she's on acid, you kind of like have an acid trip, and you see everything in two. You know, like it's not even in focus.
I don't know. It sounds pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just see like stuff on Netflix that pop up every now and then, and I'm like, hey, that. And I thought it would be a good break. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm an hour and 10 minutes into it. I only need like 20 more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll probably do that for a while. Like I'll probably leave the Marvel stuff just 'cause I do the TV like I do the comics. Like I need to switch. I can't stay like focused and finished. I have to.
Well, but you don't want to get bored of.
Right, and I think that's why I enjoy stuff so much is because I know my mind tells me when I need to switch.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm not enjoying the material, it's just because I need to switch gears.
Right, exactly. No, I totally get that. You talking a little bit about that we're going back to some of those, because I think for the longest time until you started back up, me and you kind of had ended the Netflix Marvel series at the same point, and I haven't. I think Luke Cage was next for me, and I hadn't gone back to it. So now I've been starting to think about maybe
Well, the
putting it
what
down and watching some of them.
I've enjoyed the hell out of them. Like, and I know there were people that didn't like the Iron Fist, but I cannot see why. And I went and reread to see like the original source material to try to find out why these people are not liking it. And I saw like, yes, things are different, but you have to change things different because we're in a different time period. So all the changes like made sense to me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. And what they did with Micro and Punisher, I think they made it like way better than what
Yeah,
was in the comic book. Like they made it like really engaging. Like I was super engaged in the Micro character. So.
I think that because we constantly try to figure out like what we want to watch next, because for the most part, right now we're just pretty much watching streaming shows because there's really nothing on network
Well,
TV that we
it's all
really want to
coming
watch.
back. Like we're starting to fill our DVR again with like Good Doctor and Bull and all that stuff. It just I haven't gotten to it. And the other show that Barb and I started watching, we only have one episode left, is Hellstrom, which is another Marvel store comic.
Right, yeah, I haven't watched that at all. That's on Hulu, right?
That one, the premise is really good because it focuses it deviates from the source material, but it's very interesting the way it does it. Because the thing that makes the show interesting is the bond between Damien and Anna, who are, brother and sisters, and they're sort of born of evil. And they possess these weird powers that they don't understand. But one was kept by the mother and raised by the mother, and one was raised by the father, who was a serial killer. And that's Satanica. So they like have different like viewpoints and they clash a lot because the way they were raised, the one raised by the mother was sort of more protected, and the one raised by the serial killer, like he would kill people in front of her. So yeah, that series turned out to be pretty good.
That's cool. Yeah,
Yeah,
I can't decide on the Marvel ones if I want to sit down. Well, I mean, I can ask her if she wants, if she's interested in watching them or not. I think most likely she won't care one way or the other, so I might throw them on, like, actually, even while if I'm
Hellstrom is
doing
kind of
anything
like in
not
the
at
evil
work.
vein, but not nearly as well done. Like it just can't be. Like evil is just like awesome.
I
And
can't wait for that to come back.
yeah. But it is in that vein of like possession and the church and like stuff like that. So it is interesting, and I think the woman that plays Satanica is awesome. Like she's great.
That's
The
cool.
guy who plays Damien is pretty good too. He's just more you almost get to know more about Satanica than you do Damien. Like, not from like screen time, but from like how she works, like what she's thinking. Like, you get inside of her mind way more than you do Damien. And I wanted to watch that because Son of Satan is one of my favorite characters. Like, that's one of the things in college that I said, oh, I love Defenders, so I wanted to finish Defenders, and then I went back and bought all his individual appearances, and I was already buying that hit the Hellstrom story, you know, the comic book that was around the dark phase of Marvel where they had Morbius and the Darkhold and Ghost Rider and Spirits of Vengeance and Hellstrom, and I think it was called Hellstorm in the Marvel one, but
Yeah, I think so too.
yeah. But those series have been good, like the Cloak and Dagger and the Runaways was like a that was really good. That one's highly addictive.
We didn't, I don't think we ever, no, I don't think we even started anything of that one.
Oh, Runaways, I think your whole family could like that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, that. Well, it gets dark because the concept of the Runaways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the
With the being
parents
with
are
your parent.
evil
Yeah.
and the kids are trying to go against their parents, but yeah, it's really well done.
That's cool.
Yeah, I haven't finished Cloak and Dagger season 2 yet, but the first season was really good.
Yeah, we watched the first season too, but I don't think we ever got to the second one.
There's just so
It's
much to
just
watch,
so
and
there is. There's
I
so
do
much to
want to
watch.
switch. I did give up sort of on the CW. Like, I'm gonna go through probably today or tomorrow and just mark where I was on the DVR, and then because they're all on Netflix, so I'll probably just say here's where I left off in case I want to go back. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just gonna purge it because I've just. I'm out of that mode. Like, in terms of quality, that the Marvel shows are done better, in my opinion.
I wasn't I became not the biggest fan of the DC shows for the most part. I don't know. They just seemed, I don't even know what to
They're
say. They
too,
all
too,
seemed the
no,
same.
they are too formulaic, is what. In other words, one season of. And sometimes that formula works. Like, you could just. We see it in comics all the time. You know, there's the formula again. There's the formula again. But it seemed like one season seemed like the other season.
Yeah,
It was
I
just a
totally
different
agree.
person. And I did finish Arrow. I think I have one episode left, but that one episode doesn't matter because it's sort of like the aftermath. So I just have to watch the aftermath. The one that I can never guess what's going to happen and is not formulaic is The Legends of Tomorrow, and that I like that one the most. It is the most bizarre show, and but it caters to people that like Sliders and stuff like that, and I kind of dig it, like alternate histories and having to fix and stuff like that. So that one I like. Flash is very formulaic. It's like, God dang, how many
It's
times can he make the
extreme.
same mistake over and over again? This guy just doesn't learn.
Yeah, I stopped watching pretty much. I ended up stopping watching all of them. Did you watch Stargirl, or did you never get to
I
that?
never got to it.
I enjoyed Stargirl, but then, I mean, I'm a huge Stargirl and JSA fan too, so I mean that was probably part of it. I'm a little bit worried about it now being CW, because I don't know if it's gonna fall into another just formula of, you know, every season's kind of like the same. I
Yeah.
guess we'll see, but you know, I mean, I'll give it a shot for sure.
But I haven't even started Titan season 2 or Doom Patrol season 1. The only thing I've watched is
Never
Titan.
watched Doom Patrol?
I'd seen Titan season 1. I started Doom Patrol and then I just kind of faded away.
We just started.
Swamp Thing I liked a lot. Like, it just catered to me, but
Swamp Thing was great.
in all fairness, you can throw like crap at Swamp Thing and I still like it. Like I don't know what it is about that character, but I find him, I find Swamp Thing like Batman to me. Like I can't read a bad Batman book. Like I can read a Batman book that I don't like, but I still like it. Do you know what I mean? It's still got my attention. So I don't know. It's Swamp Thing's the same way. Like I just.
I thought Swamp Thing was very good. I was sad that it was, that it was cut short and then not renewed or anything. It sounds like, but I mean, even the president of CW has pretty much said, no, we're not, we aired this, but yeah, we're not going to be making any
They
more.
aired it, but I wonder how it did. It must not done what they wanted.
It's always tough too, even if it did fairly well
Because of
and
COVID, maybe it did well because there was
yeah, I
nothing
mean
else
that
to
could be,
watch.
and then to try to get everyone back, now it's been probably a couple of years since they filmed this stuff, and for most part people have moved on to other things because this was canceled, so then try to get everyone back to actually start this up again is probably more, not worth the trouble that it would be.
Yeah.
Which is too bad, but I
Well, they
do
got the
recommend,
Superman
though,
coming
it's
out too.
definitely, what'd you
You
say?
have no, well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I recommend Stargirl, but it definitely, it does cater to, a younger crowd just because, it features a lot of,
So did the comic.
yeah, but I still enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah. I
What
gotta
were you
make
going to
sure
say?
Barb's getting up. Okay. She's got a haircut.
Oh, just got to get going.
Yeah. I was just gonna say that Lois and Superman thing's gonna start up, and I knew the new Batwoman show has started.
Never watched that other season of Batwoman.
I got close to finishing it. I liked it. I just needed a switch again. Maybe I'll, like that's why I'm writing this stuff down, so I can go back to it when I'm in the mode or I have time.
It's a good idea. I actually have I keep a little thing on my notes and on my iPhone of just all the streaming shows as they come out, like of something that I want to watch,
Yeah.
because otherwise, I just knowing me, something will just fall unless it's like something huge, like really big comic book related or something that I'm definitely won't forget. Things
Yeah.
could fall through the cracks and I'll forget that
Well, I
something
usually
ever
used
came.
to listen to, well, Nerdy Legion's sort of on a hiatus, I guess, but I listen to the Bright Side Chat Thursday release podcast, which is kind of fun. It talks comics and streaming, and I kind of learn a lot about like shows that are on streaming that I want to watch or queue up, you know.
Yeah.
So, that's
That's
where I get that kind of stuff from 'cause I kind of wish that there was like a site, and there might be, but like what comes out this month on HBO Max that's new? Like I
right.
and it just lists what's new. 'Cause that's what I would like. And then the same thing for Disney Plus, you know, 'cause the app doesn't show you everything. You know, it kind of puts in algorithms to show you what it thinks you want, but you don't it doesn't necessarily know you.
Right. No, I mean
So,
that's a good point because you have so many services now, and it would be great to go to one source and you kind of see everything that's out or coming out and when it's coming out, right? Is that what you're saying?
yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's kind of like back in the day when we had those funky cable controllers with the push buttons. I don't know if you were around when they had those. But like when cable TV first came out, it would have like this switch on the left, which it would be tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. And then it had like a push button that you would push for it'd have like 30 switches across in the top, the middle, and the bottom, and you'd switch your channels based on that switch.
I don't remember that at
But I'm pretty old. I got 5 years on you, right? I'm somewhere there.
Oh, it's not that much, is it? How, what are
51.
you? I'll be 49 next month.
Oh, so we're a little closer. So I
Yeah.
don't know why you don't know about those switches if you
I
just
don't
didn't have
know.
cable,
Maybe
maybe.
maybe my parents didn't get cable TV until after that was already
That
available, switched over.
generation only lasted like 2 years, but is when cable first came out and it was like the big thing.
Yeah, it probably is that my parents didn't have cable until it was already past that, because
Yeah.
yeah, they we I remember having HBO. I mean, I remember cable just being like there was the network channels and then they had HBO. I don't remember any other stations.
But back then, you used to get a magazine. Like you used to
Yes.
get a, you get a magazine, and it's like HBO, and it's premiering here. And you could just open that magazine and say, "Hey, look, what's coming out this week? That's what I'm gonna do this week." And
Mike knew
now
that
you
was a
don't like have a
premiere.
clue unless you like proactively go and look.
I was a collector because I started collecting those magazines as a small child and probably
Yeah.
have, like, I would say 2 to 3 years of those magazines, I think, starting with 1978.
Yeah. And there's the
Bo
TV
Derek is
guide.
not
There's
like
the
the first
TV
one
guide.
that I.
Like how I don't even like there are friends of mine that have dropped like TV entirely and just gone streaming.
Yeah.
But like I do not know how my mind would go because I'm so overwhelmed by choice and I don't know how to navigate like in the streaming services, whereas if something's like scheduled, like I can see that. Like I my brain works easier with a schedule. I just
You're
it
like, this is cut,
and
this is in the element
I
time.
like the fact that you can switch channels. Like you could just switch channels and say, "Oh yeah, it's I can watch Three's Company. Yeah, it's in the middle of the episode, but I'd just be there."
Yeah.
Like I don't need to like start it at the beginning. I could just like
Totally,
browse the
totally,
stations
totally get that.
because we totally watched like yesterday we watched a bunch of TV of stuff that we've already seen like a gazillion times. Like I watched American Wedding again and I forget all everything else. We watched Unfaithful. Have you ever seen that?
Unfaithful? Is
Yeah.
it a movie?
It's in the vein of Fatal Attraction but not so much.
No.
It inverses the roles. So
Is
it's
it
the
with Richard Gere?
yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking it up. No, I've never seen this.
Richard Gere and she's a
Diane
big
Lane.
actress too. Yeah, Diane Lane. She is super hot in that. Like there's a lot of erotica in that movie. But she finds this young Frenchman and starts having an affair with him. And all hell breaks loose when the husband starts suspecting things and hires a private investigator and finds out more about him. And it's got like the weirdest like finale. Like the scene between the husband and the French guy is just so weird because he goes to confront him in his own apartment and not like in an angry way, but like, what is my wife doing with you? Like trying to like probe and find out why is she here? And all things break loose. You know, he even says, "Do you want some vodka?" And they both drinking vodka, and it's like, what the hell? And then there's this like snow globe that he gave his wife, and he finds it in the apartment because she gave it to him, and he just like loses his shit. Like he just loses his shit. But before
Interesting.
that point, I don't think he would have killed him. It's like,
When did
yeah,
you
it's
watch
a,
this yesterday?
yeah, but we had seen it again a long time ago. We just
Yeah.
rewatched it.
Gotcha. And you've been watching WandaVision, right? Did you
Yes,
watch the new one?
WandaVision. WandaVision, I love it. Like I love it because now we're in the Brady Bunch era.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, Stacy, this is the Brady Bunch. You know what the one thing that I can't, but I don't know if you saw Daryl posted a something about that, and he said something like that they're playing it safe. I'm like, from and from those first two episodes and even into the third one, I'm like, showing these as 50s and 60s sitcoms basically straight through is the total opposite of playing it safe as far as I'm
Yeah,
concerned.
it is not playing it safe. It's taking
No.
chances. Like it is super risky because
Because
no,
people are gonna be like, what is this? This isn't a
yeah,
superhero
what,
show.
well, who does it cater to? It caters to us, Rob, because we grew up in that stuff. Like, and
Yeah,
Daryl's old as shit, but he hated that shit. Like
but
he.
even like if you, like us at our age, like that first episode, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop,
Yeah.
and it just kept going and going, and it went through the whole thing with just those little tiny like hints that something isn't quite right, but it didn't like a wall didn't break down, and then you see, oh, this is what's going on. They're playing this very slowly, and it is the opposite of playing it safe.
Yeah.
This is very, very, I feel like an experimental way
And it's
of
subtle for
a
people that
series.
like comic fans, like you get like the sword, right? And just the jewelry that's being worn. And
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, I dig it. And I love the comic timing. Like my favorite episode was the second one. Because I thought the comic timing on that magic show was I just thought it was awesome. Like it was like beat for beat perfect. Like it couldn't
Yeah.
have gotten any better than that. They were like playing off of each other, and I loved the fact that it was just goofy because he just chews gum and swallows it, and it gets him drunk. Like you could act, and then they like animated it, like what the gum is doing to his gears. And
Yes,
that's insane. But I could I wouldn't agree with Daryl's at all. It's not playing it safe. I would say it's taking more risk because it's catering to old people. Because imagine if you're like 15 or 20, it's like you're used to these Marvel epic movies, and all of a sudden you're seeing something you don't understand.
No, and
Like,
they probably never watched before.
yeah, because of YouTube or whatever. But back in, I could see there's a generation that might understand that because they had TV Land.
Yep.
You know, like they could go back and watch all these old sitcoms if they wanted to, but I don't know. Like I find that the older I get, the more I disagree with Daryl. Like no, I just like I know where he comes from, and I
Yeah.
know what he likes, and we're just on different spectrums. Like we're just not at the same level.
Well, I want to like I definitely am fascinated about what's actually going on here, and I mean obviously we can have some guesses, but like even like that part where that neighbor, though, the white neighbor is there whispering to the black guy.
Yeah.
And like the vision comes over and they're acting all weird and they start to say something and they won't say
They
anything.
start
I'm
to
like,
say it, but it almost comes out. But it then
yeah,
it's
I'm like,
like
what is going
they
on?
forget.
Finish your sentence.
But the doctor is like, even the doctor, she got like pregnant like fast. But the doctor is like, you know, I'm supposed to go on vacation, and but I can't leave. Like he makes all these like side remarks, like I'm stuck in this town kind of thing, and you're like, what? Oh God, I love it. Like I am so intrigued by it, and I don't know. I don't think it's playing it safe. I think it's taking like the biggest risk ever.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
Like
I'm
when they
thinking
gave
so.
it to screen, like a screening, they gave them the first three episodes, and I think they did it for a reason because the first two, especially the first one, like if you premiered that without the second one,
Yeah.
it really felt like a sitcom. Like there were
Yeah.
like very few subtleties, just like
It was just like I think that radio or something like that, like just
yeah.
or whatever, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't until the one scene with the boss and his wife where he started to choke and they're
Yeah.
all acting bizarre. I'm like, this is creepy as hell. Like, what is going on? But then everything was back to normal. And
Yeah.
then, like you said, the third episode, I think that that's really, obviously, that's really starting to open up, that there's weird stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm liking it, and I like that that's like our Friday or Saturday show. Like we
Yeah,
just,
same here.
I like that. I hope that Disney always, like, it seemed like when Mandalorian ended, we had a small break, and now we have, this. And hopefully we'll have Winter Soldier kicking off the next one,
I agree.
So I look forward to that.
Oh, speaking of Mandalorian, we watched, the whole thing, and then we're like, why aren't we watching this with the kids? So we rewatched season one and season two with the kids, like very quickly, because I mean, there's not that many of them. We'd
Yeah.
watch a couple a night. And so yesterday afternoon, we watched the finale of season two. Oh my God. Allie was crying like crazy at the end.
Because of who they had?
She was crying because he went
Oh,
with
because they
Luke.
left. Because he
Yeah.
left.
She
Oh,
was
I get it. I get
like,
it.
why can't he teach him? Why can't he live? Well, if he's going to school, why can't he come home after school every day like we do?
Well, that's cool because I think that's the intent that we're supposed to feel. Like,
Yeah.
there's this bond between these two characters, and it was like this attachment. Like, it made the Mandalorian a character that he wasn't even intended to be. Like,
Absolutely.
so it, I mean, he's somebody different now than he ever was when he started, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. But it was, you hate to see, because there's, I mean, we're trying to make her feel better. You hate to see her crying. But on the other hand, it's great to see how invested, I mean, Zach doesn't get
Emotionally
carried on,
attached, she
but
became
yes,
to
but they
these
got so
characters.
invested in the show.
Yeah, that's cool. That's like
Very
us
cool.
when we were kids, though.
Yes,
We became
100%.
emotionally invested into the Skywalker and Solo.
Yep. Yeah, because they're trying to guess who it is. Well, who is? I'm like, it's Allie. Who do you think this is? And they're both given guesses. They thought it was, I don't remember the Jedi's name, but that Jedi that was earlier in the season, that was the female one that Rosario got
Oh,
punched by.
Asuku.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. And they're like, well, we don't know, we don't know. And they're trying to just think of different things. I go, well, who do you know, guys? Who has a green lightsaber and who would wear one glove? And then also she turns and looks at me, and her eyes are like super wide. She goes, "Is it Luke?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's me."
Actually didn't think they had the balls for that.
I totally and for me, the
I
only difference,
was more
right? And,
curious, like on the edge of my seat, because I was like, I don't think they're gonna do that. I don't.
yeah,
How are they gonna do that?
100%. And that's me and you as older people and have seen the original trilogy in the theaters so many years ago. And so of course we're experiencing it totally different than like my kids are.
Yeah.
They just got introduced to these characters like last year. You know what I mean? So it's not
Yeah.
that big of a deal, but for me and you, I was like, I could not believe it. I was blown away. I'm like, they introduced Luke Skywalker
Yeah.
into this TV show. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then Favreau, like the thing that I liked as a fan, like he was giving me fan service, was in Return of the Jedi, I was so disappointed with the death of Boba Fett. No, because I thought he was the baddest ass. Like he was at Vader level to me. Like even though he's only had so much screen time, I just said this guy's got a rocket pack. He was like the first toy that you had to mail away for.
Huh?
His visuals, like Boba Fett's costume, is
He's
like
what? He's
badass.
mysterious. He's silent. He seems to be very dangerous, right? But in
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi, he almost seemed like he was a bumbling fool there at the just before he fell into that
Well, it
pit.
was like Han Solo's blind, right? Or when he hits his rocket pack and then he goes into the Sarlacc pit.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, he's going to be digested over all these years. But the fact that they like brought him in, I was like, God, that's so awesome. Like it just.
Yes. Yeah. It really is, like you said, just like, but you know what? So much of it is these creators like Jon Favreau and stuff are, like our age, and they grew up with this stuff, probably feeling the same way that we felt. And now they're in a position where they can actually make decisions about this stuff and build new stories, which is just fantastic.
Yeah. When this COVID nonsense dies, I can't wait. I mean, this is one of the things I'm most excited for, is going to my mom and dad's and hooking up Disney Plus and showing them how to use it. Because when I was there the last, I think it was March before the big outbreak or whatever. It might have been March or early April. I can't remember, but it was sort of when COVID was coming out big. And I was there and I was showing them The Mandalorian, and my mom and dad, God, they were engrossed. Like they were, I showed them like Lady and the Tramp, which was the live action movie on Disney Plus. And I know they would love like WandaVision. Like they would like love it. They would eat it.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah. I can't wait to show them what's on there. And buy it for them. And I think they would. I know my mom would like it, especially because she likes Disney movies.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean that'd be a great thing to do, and hopefully it'll start to change sooner. I mean, it's not going to be 100% of a change, but hopefully be enough that we can start visiting people in person again.
Yeah, vaccines and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
at least get the numbers lower. Yeah. In New Mexico, they have like a statewide sign up sheet based on your conditions. And I fall in the second tier.
Okay.
So like it's age, and then it's like, oh, do you have these conditions? And of course, if you have two conditions as opposed to one, you're going to go first, but you're putting on a priority list. Over here, we got nothing like that. Like, we could sign up on like a Kaiser website, which isn't even my insurance, as a non-Kaiser. It's so weird.
That is weird. New York has something similar like what you were saying with a priority thing, where like if you're, I think first it was 70 or older. I think they dropped it to 65 now. But the problem is we're just not getting so many people want the vaccine. We're not getting them fast enough. They've had to cancel appointments left and right, at least in our area, because they don't have any more doses to give out. So we'll see.
Yeah. Sometimes it's who you know, too.
Isn't that crazy?
I know an aunt and uncle that got vaccinated and they knew somebody. So it's like good for them, but damn.
Yeah. I'll be getting it as soon as I'm able, but I'm not expecting it anytime before probably summer.
Yeah, I'm expecting it. I wish I could get it before this freaking trip if I have to go on it, just to mentally give me some kind of like psychologically give me some kind of hope.
Like you said, California is crazy.
Yeah, it's awful. I do not want to go there.
Well, hopefully you won't have to.
I don't even like business travel. Like I have coworkers that love it. Like, oh, I'm gonna try this restaurant and I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna do this, and it's like I just am such a homebody anyway.
I'm just the same as you.
I don't want to do that. Like I've spent time away from Barb for weeks, and I just don't. I don't like it.
I'm with.
I don't like going to a bar by myself. I don't like.
You have to be. Whatever's going on, you're going to have to be there.
Yeah, and I'm between an introvert and an extrovert. I'm not like an extrovert. But I am an extrovert around my close friends. So it's weird.
No, I totally get it. But like, I don't know. I'm kind of the same as you. I really don't need, I don't sign up to go to these things. If it turns out that I have to, then that's how it goes. And I go, but I'd much prefer to say, oh, you're excited to go on a work trip? You go ahead. I'll stay home. I'll hold down the fort in the office. You know what I mean?
I'll definitely give my mine away.
Yeah.
When I want to travel, I want to travel with Barb or with friends and go somewhere, you know,
Yeah.
enjoy my time. I don't want to like get out of work at 8 p.m. and then figure out where I have to go find some food and then
Right.
get back to bed and crash out and get up at 6 a.m. I don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, and I'm sure that yours is the same. I think most of the time it is that I don't know. I don't like for those types of trips, it doesn't, they're not conducive to like actually enjoy yourself or explore the city that you're in. It's usually pretty much work, 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 eat something, go to bed, get up the next morning, work, work, work.
Yeah, for an
So it's
old
not like this
soul,
is a fun trip.
for an old
I'm not
soul,
seeing
it
anything.
is. It's like a 10, 12-hour day.
Yeah.
But for somebody that's an extrovert and getting out like from 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. or whatever in a different place, like that's where they like it, where they thrive.
Not me.
Yeah, it's like not, that's not for me.
I'd rather go back to the hotel and sit down and read some comic books before bed.
I only usually take my iPad in situations like that, but I do have Marvel Unlimited and Comixology and DC, you know,
Yeah, see, you'd have a
Infinite.
nice selection
Yeah.
anyhow. But yeah, it's I agree with you.
That's how I'm reading some Spawn right now on Comixology because I just don't want to drop $600 on the issues that. I will get them over time, but they're 100 a shot is a lot for an issue.
Sure is.
So instead of just getting them in one batch, I'll probably get them like one or two a year.
And the reason for the prices are that like at that point the print runs just really dropped. Is that pretty much what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Todd McFarlane stuff is always popular though too. Like if you find like a Todd McFarlane cover or whatever, it's usually not cheap.
Yeah.
Like if you look at Crow number one with the McFarlane cover, it's not cheap. If you look at Kiss covers with McFarlane, he's just I am a nut for him. Like I am drinking the Rob Liefeld, the McFarlane, and Eric Larson Kool-Aid. Like I'm so far up their ass that I'm being honest. Like there's something about their enthusiasm when they speak or write that I just it I don't know. It hits me
Well,
in such a way that I am blinded to fault. Like I just. I see everything as gold, and I, even though with styles change and stuff, I just I don't know. Like I'll watch McFarlane's toy videos, and I'm just engrossed. Like he just presents himself so. And now that we have Rob Servations, like it just opened my eyes to so much. Like I don't know.
you know what's funny though is that you definitely have an effect on people. Well, definitely me, because a couple of years ago I started picking up Spawn again for the first time, and like, geez, like you know, I had like the first 53 issues, and then that was it. And then I started picking it up again at 283. So I've been buying it ever since. And then just recently, in the past 6 months, or maybe just over that, started doing the same thing with Savage Dragon. And you know, I only had the first, I think, seven issues of Savage Dragon, and that was it.
Did you read the latest Savage Dragon? Oh my
Well, unless
God, that was fucking
it didn't just
nuts,
come out,
man.
right? It was like 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, and the one
Yeah.
before that with Dart, holy crap. Like
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. That came out of like left field in a double-played splash and you're like, "Holy crap."
It probably would mean more to me if I had read more of it. Do you know what I mean? But like to
Oh,
me,
she's been there from like the beginning. She was part of Freak Force. I
well,
mean,
see, that's the thing is that I recognize her and I recognize the name, which tells me that she's been around for a long time. Because
yeah.
otherwise, I would have no idea. But yeah, I definitely recognized
I just
the
love the
character.
relationship, but I don't know why I love Maxine. She's like a nymphomaniac, man.
God. You're not kidding. I'm like, sometimes I got to be careful when I'm where I'm reading
Oh
this
my
book.
God, yeah. There's a reason that has mature on it. But
Oh
he
my.
pokes fun of himself like in his own comic book.
Yeah,
Like
he did in the last one.
he's like, "Oh, this has turned into porn."
Just
It's
reading
like
his
it's a
own comic in the hospital or something, right?
Yeah.
That
Yeah,
is fun.
it's I find it really fun.
Yeah, but so anyhow, it's because of you that I'm reading these, because you guys just keep talking about it on you and Bill over and over again about both of those properties. I'm
Yeah.
like, gonna start buying them.
I am just obsessed with them. Like a lot of people shit on the 90s, but man, I swear my excitement and Bill's excitement in the 90s was incredible. Like it was like the Kimiko explosion in the some of the independent explosion that was prior to that. It was there, but it didn't seem I was at the age to sort of appreciate it as much.
Yeah.
But when it happened in the 90s, like with Valiant and Malibu and Triumphant and all this stuff, it affected me in much more way. And I was more of an adult. Like I was already almost in col I was already in college
Sure,
or
yeah.
late in high school,
Oh
and
yeah, for
it
the 90s.
affected me like big time.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'd get out of an engineering class, an exam, I was like stressed out, like to nobody's business. And way I would decompress is just walk across the street and browse some comic books. And I'd come back with a bunch of indie books.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how I discovered Valiant, was being stressed out and trying to find something different.
Yep.
And Archer and Armstrong just turned me around. I said, "What is this?"
I still can remember. Like, I literally remember the setup of the comic shop back then. I'm just looking at these, their racks and stuff. I'm like grabbing a couple Solars, grabbing like what I could see for like you said, Archer and Armstrong and EXO and stuff like that. You're like, oh, this is
When I got in
cool.
late, like I Unity was already like started, and
My first,
I had
I
picked
got in
Archer and Armstrong.
just before.
Yeah, and it was like I just read that first issue of Archer and Armstrong, and I was like, "What is this?" And then I saw the ads for everything else, and then I was like, "I gotta have everything else." Like I got, and then I was like I like started with Unity, so I was like in the middle of it. And then I went back and started buying old issues, and I was like, wow, like this is something different. And I loved how it was all connected, you know.
Yeah.
And then
Oh,
on the
it was
image
everything.
side, you had everything else exploding from a creative perspective, and it was more for an artistic explosion, like
Yeah, there were the two sides of that same coin. You had
yeah.
Valiant as a cohesive universe with this crazy storytelling, and the art was still good too, but it was that was the draw there. And Image, it was like this
Yeah.
huge artistic
Well, when
revolution.
Valiant took off, their panel layouts were like reading a gold key almost. Like it was like sometimes on a 9-panel grid or 6-panel grid. And Image was a lot different. Like it
Oh yeah.
was when Acclaim took over, they started to be more Image-like. You know, they started to be more like we have to do these art layouts. Like when Quesada came on Ninjak, and you know, like things started to look more like I'm gonna be more free with the layouts. But when Valiant started off, they were sort of bland. I mean, there were certain artists that stood out, like Leighton and Barry Windsor Smith. But it was it what it was is it was almost like Valiant was hiring the old guard, and Image was the new guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I mean, Shooter, he knew a lot of those old guard, like you said. I
Yeah.
mean, so absolutely. Yeah, you're right. But I mean, it was that both were so good for kind of different reasons. But yeah, my first Valiant was the Solar 10, that black cover,
Oh, you
and
got it. You got in. like before me because
That's just when I grabbed, that was the first one I
yeah,
grabbed
because
anything else that was that month. And then I started picking up stuff. So that was, looks like it was like 2 months before Unity.
I had to pick up that Solar in second print. I mean, I eventually got the first print, but you know how the second print was all black and it had the Roman numeral 2 on it? Yeah, so yeah, it was an exciting time.
It
It
was.
and it, I was even telling Bill about this, like in one of our Geek Brunch. It might not even be in the one I have not released yet, but I was telling him about that time period. I was saying I was buying a lot of comic books, but I wasn't reading them. I was, but when it came to Valiant and Image, I was, like, I would read them out. I would read them the day they came out. So like, Valiant like changed my sort of comic experience when it launched. Like, I felt like I was at the ground floor of when Marvel was kicking off.
You
Like
were.
it just,
That's exactly what it was.
yeah.
It was a brand new universe that was all interwoven, and instead of Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, it was Jim Shooter that basically was guiding exactly what was going on in the universe, even with other writers, right?
Yeah,
And yeah, I
but it
mean,
wasn't about like powers. It was different. Like, it was like you had
it
these
was.
immortal brothers. You had this kid that was raised by a religious cult that just was awesome with stuff, you know, like weapons and stuff. You had a barbarian that got kidnapped by spider aliens and got spider armor. You had a rich English guy that became a ninja. I mean, it was just,
It
it
was like
crazy.
very grounded.
Yeah, Harbinger was the closest thing that they had like to an X-Men team. Like, they were sort of like a cross between X-Men and Legion of Superheroes to me, because it had all that like soap operally relationship stuff of Legion, but it had like the X-Men powers. And
And you know what's
X-Men had a
crazy?
lot of soap opera stuff too.
I never got into Harbinger when it, as it was coming out. As like I bought a couple issues, and that was it. But it was like already moving along, and I felt like it was, I don't know. I couldn't go back and get some of the first issues because they were so expensive. So I didn't really keep up on
Well,
that run.
Harbinger hit me good because I have told you this in the past. I have told you when I was never an X-Men guy and I was never a Legion guy. Like, those were two of the things I am now, and I have almost full runs, but it took a while to get there. Like, I wasn't interested in, like, I like the Titans, but for some reason, the 30th century thing, I just didn't want to. It was too far in the future. I had these like weird logic things, and the X-Men just seemed so unapproachable, like, to me. So I just never. My brother would get the X-Men. I wouldn't. So yeah, things have changed, but like Harbinger was sort of like my X-Men with these, you
For
know,
sure.
the Psyots.
It was a cool time because everything was kind of new for
Yeah, and then all you have three brothers that had their own comic, like Eternal Warrior, Archer and Armstrong, and Time Walker. Like, it was like, this is awesome. And then Solar and Magnus, holy crap. They were, you know, Solar's was like, how can you make a comic book so good about somebody that has this infinite power? Like, he is God. He could like remake Earth. But yet that comic book was just amazing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
And they would like do weird shit that just like no other comics would do. Like, Erica and her son like
Oh
had
my
like this
God.
like sexual thing going on, and it was so fucking weird. Like, you can't even do that today.
No, it was
And
very
that,
disturbing.
yeah. It's insane. And then you got the Geomancer who could talk to the Earth, and I don't know, it was. And then the future, you had Rye. That is Great stuff. Ryan the
Ryan.
Future Force. And
Yeah, good.
Magnus was legit. Like I loved Magnus.
Yeah, it was definitely some I don't know, it's
And
just
then
a
Turok came
special time.
on and it was like, wow, you got a guy that could hunt dinosaurs.
Absolutely.
Then when Valiant came back, it was sort of like that.
It was great.
Yeah.
Have you, this is obviously we're all over the place and that we're not just talking about
No,
retro
this is
stuff,
more like a
but have
geek brunch,
you read any of the new EXO stuff yet or no?
No, I have not.
I will be interested to see what you think.
Do you like it?
No.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just trying to see if it's just
I've
me.
heard I've heard various things. I've heard some people that really like it, and I've heard some people that don't.
It just doesn't seem like any, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like EXO to me. I mean, it just seems like a random character. But I mean, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to
I
give
have
you
been reading
bias.
the only one that I'm sort of caught up on, but not is Rye.
I love
And
Rye.
Rye has been amazing. Like it's the journey of it is just artistically and like from a science fiction perspective, like
Yeah.
I just love the concepts.
Yeah, I think that he's been doing an amazing job
I'm
with Rock.
curious what they do with Savage because I really like that comic. Like I don't know what they're gonna do with it, but I suspect I'm gonna like it. Like I think its tone is gonna change, but I do tend to like Max Bemis. Like, I think he's the guy that wrote Centipede. And I loved that comic book. I love the Atari. God, I wish Dynamite would go back and do this Atari world again.
Yeah, that what was the
I
other
was like,
one?
can I get a
What was it
missile?
called?
Sword
Sword Quest?
Quest.
Yeah, I love
And that
that.
was the best one. Sword Quest was awesome, and I never played that game. Like
No, neither did I. Yeah, I thought it was great.
that was the genre of Atari that I like stayed away. Even in Nintendo, like when I get into like Legends of Zelda and stuff, I did
Yeah.
not want to do. You're the opposite. You're a D&D guy.
Yeah, but this, I
I
mean,
hate it. If you told me I had to like navigate something, find some treasures and gain powers and pretend I'm this pr I fucking hated that. Like I just didn't want anything to do with it. And
and I like that type of stuff, but at the age that I was when those came out, that was way too difficult for me. I don't even remember. I think I had one of them, and whatever that first one was, and I'm like, I have no idea what we're supposed to be
And
doing
back
here.
then with Sword Quest and stuff, the graphics were atrocious.
Yeah.
Like you were a box and
Oh
you were moving around.
yeah.
But I thought what they did with that comic was just so genius. Like and the
I
way they ended it, I was like, bring on the next volume. Like I'm ready. And then, man, I was hoping for like a Missile Command or something, you know, like
Yeah.
I they might have lost the license, but and I understand like if they're not selling enough copies, then why justify it? But like Kirk's our buddy Kirk is so obsessed with Atari Force. He asks me questions all the time, like when is it coming? It's not. Atari Force is like the Micronauts
Yep.
and Godzilla. In other words, they meshed properties. They took Mar they like with Micronauts, they created characters, and there's no like financial benefit to have it to license off Bug and all the characters that they created and sell a comic book. Like it's just there's no, and it's the same with Atari Force. Like you have the emblem of Atari Force, but it was all created by DC. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Yeah.
So like there's that license issue, and even with like Godzilla, the Marvel Godzilla, Godzilla was fighting the Fantastic Four and had Shield.
And Shield, I was just
How
gonna say,
are you gonna
yeah.
have that?
Right.
Like It's
It's
an
so intertwined.
it falls into that ROM the Space Knight. Like when IDW got ROM, why didn't we not see a ROM collected edition? Because he was fighting the Dire Race and the X-Men were in it.
Yep.
Like we're just never they collided. And
The
if you
only way
don't,
we'll ever get that is if Marvel acquires the rights again. And then
or if
maybe.
they find it financially viable to publish something and think they're going to sell something for profit.
Exactly.
But in this case, they're going to say, man, we're going to have the hardcore fans, but then who else is coming to the, unless we have like a George Perez or Garcia Lopez or, like, and Dynamite can't even hire great artists.
No.
They hire all the great artists on the cover. That's
Yes.
where they spend all their money, is the cover artists.
Yep. That is for sure.
They have a couple of them that are great and that came out of the Dynamite, like Aaron Campbell and Jonathan Lau. They're, they have a few,
Yeah.
but Aaron Campbell went to DC for an Image because his page rate is greater. And Jonathan Lau is still around, but he could leave if he wanted to, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can't blame them, you know.
Yeah.
Going somewhere that's going to give them more money.
Yep. Well, you want to jump into comics?
I suppose we should, huh?
Yeah. Now we'll get retro. Now.
Nope. Yes, we will. We'll get deep into retro now.
I should probably put like markers if you just want the retro part and you don't want to hear about Wanda and the
Exactly.
Mandalorian, you should jump here.
Yep.
We pretty much around the time that we started talking Valiant, because all that's retro.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've got one if you want me to go first. That's fine.
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on. Let me get it. All right. So, I don't know. I was in a different kind of mood the past couple of days, and so I decided to read stuff off the new. The new slash old Marvel or DC rather Infinite app, which I don't know if you've been on there in the past couple of days, but they did just go ahead and kind of like do an update of the existing app.
Yeah, I
So
had to download the new one.
yeah.
It looks
So it's
similar
like
though.
it's very similar. It just has the comic books though. I think their search could be a little bit better, but I
I
mean it
like the
pulls
way the
stuff up.
Marvel does. If they would get it like to the Marvel level, I like how on the Marvel level you could go into the search mode and jump letters. Like
Yes,
I
that's
could
one
jump
thing
to
that
the M's or I can jump to this and.
And if I'm searching for something, maybe I missed it, Mike, but I thought that prior they had like if you looked up such and such, it would bring up individual issues, but then it would have a category for series too. I didn't notice that.
They have the category for series, but not for everything. So,
Yeah. I mean, I would like if I'm
their
looking for
link their linkage from
something this
like
year.
individual issues to series is like broken. Like
It is.
they don't have it right.
No, that's what I noticed.
Like sometimes we could search for something obscure, like, and it'll show up as individual issues, but won't show series. And I want the series, so you have to go into browse mode, scroll the
Yes.
way to down to comics, and then find it.
That's my whole thing because if I'm looking for something, I want to see the series. I don't want to, you just give me a bunch of issues. Give me the series so I can click
And I
series and
want
see
them
all of
all,
the
and
issues.
I want them all in order. Like I want them like in order by year of release. So like when you show me the Legion, I want to know, okay, the earliest stuff you have and then the latest stuff you have.
Totally agree. Yeah. Well, the first one, like I said, I mean, I was just in a different mood for me. I was in the mood for like almost like 50s type stories, which, you know, fall right in between that golden age and then the silver age. So, the first one that I read today was Challengers of the Unknown, number 8 from the original series. And on the cover, it's got a bunch of all of the members all being trapped in these like little bubbles, and they're being shot out. Oh, you know what? Hang on. I'm like, this does not look familiar.
You
It's
have the
giving
wrong
me what?
issue.
It's giving me the next issue. Hang on. Now I got to go back and find it. Now I'm having trouble. What the heck? Why is it doing that? Here we go. All right, I take that back. It was issue number 7, Mike, not number 8.
Okay.
Like, why is this doesn't look familiar? So, this one I thought had a cool looking cover, and that's the only reason why I picked it, is that they're all tiny, or maybe there's a giant, and they're all being trapped in a big net. And I think I'm not sure who that is, if it's Rocky or the professor, but somebody's saying, we're being trapped like butterflies with no chance to escape in the Isle of No Return. So this one has two stories, and the first one is not the cover story. It's called The Beasts from Planet Nine. And basically in this one, they get a call from a colleague of theirs that's doing research on a particular island that as he was exploring, he uncovered, he either witnessed or saw a spaceship that crashed, and these strange beasts came out of the spacecraft and started roaming around. And when I say beasts, I mean they're like these huge looking like animals. They don't seem to be like humanoid. So he places a call to the challengers of the unknown, and they fly out there to investigate. So the first thing that they do is they take a look at the spacecraft, and it looks like it has all these different cages that are all set different ways. And they start to think, well, you know, this looks like it might have been a spaceship, like almost like a zoo type craft that, and when it crashed, a bunch of these animals got loose. So they start doing their search, and they come across one right away that almost looks like kind of like a cross between an armadillo and like a, I don't know if you call them what you call them in your area, but like a, we call them potato bugs or pillow bugs or I don't, do you know what I'm talking about? They roll up into a ball.
No, I know what an armadillo is, but I don't know what a potato. Roly poly.
Yes,
That's
yes.
what I call a.
Okay. So that's what, so kind of like a cross between, but with a long snout.
Well, I've never
And
heard those terms. It's weird how we're different.
yeah, I remember I don't know why we
A
were looking
potato
for the kids
bug.
or something,
You're talking
and
about the
they're
really
called
small
something
ones
different,
that they go into like
a little
a little
ball.
ball.
Yeah, they look like a potato, I guess. I don't know. I
But
don't
they're
have any.
tiny, tiny, right?
Yeah,
And they
yeah.
have lots of legs. Like, if you ever
Uh-huh.
see their legs,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, they're
So,
roly polies in New Mexico.
holy moly, I like that. That's very cute.
Kind of like a weeble wobble, right?
Yeah. So they see this huge looking thing, and it crawls into this cavern. So they're like, okay, I think we can at least trap this one quickly. They climb up the cliff face, and they pry they dislodge and pry a boulder down, a huge boulder that then blocks the entrance to the cave, and they hit so they trapped that one. So that was very quickly, like literally like 4 or 5 panels. But the next one is this huge pigeon looking creature, and he's breathing fire. So they decide, okay, well, we're gonna have to get the plane. And before they're able to get too far, they see this huge jellyfish creature out in the sea, and it's eating and dissolving an old old shipwreck in seconds, just totally like dissolved it all up. And they're like, "Oh, that's going to be a problem for any boats out in the ocean." So they split up, and two of them decide to tackle the bird, and the other two are going to sail out and try to get that jellyfish. So the first duo is Ace and who's the redhead? Do you remember? I can never remember their names. But anyhow, the two of them decide to try to.
Red Ryan.
Is it Red? Is his name Red?
And
Yeah, Red. You're right. Yes.
they call him Red though.
Yep. You're right.
But
So Red.
he's the acrobat guy, right? Or the professional diver and adventure kind of guy?
I think so, yeah. And Ace obviously
Because you have a
is the
plane,
plot.
the plane, the wrestler is Rocky. He's the easiest one to remember. And
Yep.
then the guy with the glasses is Professor Haley.
Professor, of course.
Professor Haley and Rocky are the always ones that I remember. And
That
red's easy because you just go with the hair.
makes sense. So those two fly out in the plane, and they've got this huge spool of like this big like netting, this like kind of tough metal netting, and they manage to deploy the netting around the bird and start flying around, around, around to kind of like wrap him up. Problem is, his breath is so hot and powerful that he actually melts the wiring in the netting, and they have to kind of retreat for a different plan. So then we cut to Professor and Rocky, and they dive down into the sea, and they see this crazy looking jellyfish type creature, and they see that nothing affects it. They're like they've got spear guns, and if when they deploy them, it just literally goes right through the jellyfish, doesn't even know that it's there. So same type of thing. Everything that they do is ineffective. They get back into their glass like bathysphere, and their whole they manage to get back to the surface quickly, and they get back into their boat and decide that they're going to have to come up with a different plan. But then the professor gets an idea. But we cut back to the other two that were trying to get the bird, and they fashioned a large energy cage. So through some quick thinking, they kind of lift the cage up through a pulley system, and Ace gets in the plane and kind of lures the bird to the cage, and they manage to capture the bird. So then we figure out what Professor and Rocky are going to do. What they had noticed is that even though it was eating all the metal from things, it had surrounded the bathysphere before it had released it, and it wasn't there was no problem there. So, same kind of idea. They get in their boat, they put the bathysphere off in the distance, and they get in their boat, and they start antagonizing the jellyfish to the point where it starts chasing them, and it starts eating their boat slowly by slowly, and until there's almost nothing left. And they get close to the bathysphere, they jump overboard of the little bit of the boat that's left, and the jellyfish just keeps going straight and gets and kind of get stuck in that glass bathysphere, and they lock it in place because the professor had noticed that it doesn't seem to affect glass. So they feel pretty good. They've gotten all the creatures, but then there's this huge noise, and that roly-poly creature had just broken out and destroyed the boulder that was blocking him. So he's rolling and rolling, like even uphill, and trying to chase them down. And they get to a cliff, and Ace kind of starts egging the creature on, and he jumps to the side, and the creature falls into a hole in the bottom of the cliff face, where he's still in his round form. The hole is so small, it's so snug that it can't get out of that form, and it can't move because he's kind of wedged in there. And then right at the end, we see two aliens appear that had been trying to track their zoo ship, and they give the challengers kind of like a commendation for how inventive and effective they were in capturing their zoo animals when their ship accidentally crashed, and they thank them and get the animals back onto the ship and fly off. So that's the end of that one. The second
It
story.
is it's interesting the era that you're reading, because if you think about it in perspective, it's in the 50s, Jack Kirby was at DC for a bit, and this is right before Fantastic Four, you know,
It is,
so
yeah.
you could kind of see the influence of Challengers in Fantastic Four as being
Oh,
adventures, you know.
absolutely. Like you said, I mean, those early Fantastic Four issues, like, from the uniforms to just, like you said, the stories,
Yeah, the
it's very.
uniforms were all a uniform for the team.
Yeah.
Yes, you deviated with Thing because he's Rocky. Like he has rocks and he can only have the shorts. But
Yep.
everybody else had like the standard uniform, just like these guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very similar. The one thing I wanted to ask you before I'll quickly cover the second story is I saw, I don't know if you bothered looking at Marvel's previews. They listed them online the other day. There's an omnibus on the Marvel side. It says 1961 omnibus. And it's going to have every Marvel issue that they released in 1961.
I did
Like,
not see that, and I thought I looked through it 'cause I
yeah. So
the
like
thing that's
Fantastic
been the
number
thing
one,
that's
obviously,
been
and then all those other like odd and end series
Yeah,
that they're
the thing that's
publishing.
been pissing me off about Marvel though is they have been putting out like 6 to 8 omnibus a month.
This is the same.
That's
They have a ton
$100 to
again.
$125 a shot. Yes, we get a discount, but that's still like $63 or
Yep,
$64 ish, you know.
75.
And it's like I want them all, but I can't.
I'm
It
going to get the 1961 one, and I'm wondering if they're going to periodically do like following years, like if they're going to do a 1962.
I missed that one. I totally missed it. I sort of went by it 'cause I saw they had the like the Predator omnibus now and
Yeah.
I kind of went through them all, but I didn't see that. That one's a must-buy to me, I think.
At first I'm like, I don't know, it's 150, so it'd be $75.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm like, that this might be the start of like they might do some, following years, and with the different type of, I mean, aside from Fantastic Four number one, which I've read a handful of times now in a variety of different formats, everything else are like pretty much stuff that you probably have never been republished.
Yeah. Well, in the terms of everything that's in that you said that one's from the 1963, like when everything became popular.
It's 1961. It started with the Fantastic, whatever year
Oh,
that
the
Fantastic.
okay, so yeah, those ones are have all exist in their own omnibus, but it's interesting to get a collection of everything in the order that they appeared.
Yeah,
Because
I want to
yeah,
get it.
you could pull out your Epic and read it, or you can experience it all in different formats, but to maybe have one of this is what it was like getting it off the newsstand kind of experience, it's kind of neat.
It just seems, yeah, it seems kind of interesting to me. And I definitely, in terms of collections, I definitely lean much heavier on the DC. So I think just because I don't know, I'm more interested in a lot of that stuff, and in some of the stuff, like, the Golden Age stuff is just so much older. But this one, I mean, this just sounds very interesting to me, so
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna be
I'm a fan of the omnibus, even though I don't read a lot of them. I don't know, it's just like the presentation of it is just so awesome. I've
yeah.
only made myself I've gone through two of them and I feel like there's like a huge victory at the end of it. Like it's like that's a 1,000-page omnibus.
It definitely is an undertaking, isn't
Yeah.
it? But yeah, I mean,
I'm glad that
I'm
the
really
DC is
excited.
still doing like I saw in the latest previews, well the one I just came out, they had another edition of the Batman Golden Age
Yeah, what it's like
omnibus.
they're up to like what is it like seven or
Eight,
something like
I think it's
eight?
eight, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's incredible.
Yeah.
Because I've been getting all of them, And
And that's stuff you'll never have in your collection. Like, I mean, yes, I
no.
have Batman number three, but that's a fluke. Like
Yeah.
that it is a 100% fluke that I have Batman three in my collection.
No, but it definitely, like you said, I mean, that's one that, and it's so nice to have, like, okay, here's all of the stories, all of them.
Yeah, it'll be
Oh,
like we
and
were talking about, like the Valiant, like you get to experience it like they came out.
Yeah. So I'm very, there's a lot of omnibuses this time around. Okay, that Mar Mike, what it is, can you hear my dog barking?
Yeah.
Marvel, it's the August 1961 omnibus, so it's not like the whole year. It's the August one, so it had, in addition to Fantastic Four number one, it has 2 issues of Journey into Mystery, Kathy 13, Life with Millie, Patsy Walker, Amazing Adventures, Kid Colt, Linda Carter, Student Nurse, Millie the Model, Strange Tales, Tales of Suspense, Tales to Astonish, Gunsmoke, Western, Love Romances, Teenage Romance, Amazing Adult Fantasy, Patsy and Hetty, and Rawhide Kid.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's everything that came out in August of 1961. So, I mean, are they going to do a September 19th? I'm assuming that eventually they will.
It depends. It depends on what the return on investment is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because
But, I mean, Marvel
that book
definitely has a
itself
lot
could
more
stand on
stuff
its
than.
own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't need a second volume. It could if it's successful, but
Yeah.
I'll order
Or
it for sure. I
they
missed
might
that.
jump to like the month that Spider-Man debuted in Amazing Fantasy or something, you know, and have everything that came out that
Yeah.
month, or who knows. But anyhow, it's interesting to look at. I don't know what made me think to ask you that.
I'm glad you did. Well, I would have seen it in the when I look at
Yeah,
it, but
that you got it. Yeah.
I spent a lot of time. I kind of skip like the Marvel and DC because I get most of it, but I spent a lot of time in the collected editions because I have to make tough decisions. Like,
Yeah, and I
that's.
love looking through the big fat book.
Yeah.
I look forward to that week every time, because I just grab it and I get home and I sit down and I just go through the whole thing, and then, you know, I'll go through it
I
two or three times after.
I do that too on whenever I get it, I'll look at it like I'll and it takes me about an hour, I think, just to get it through. I go through the Marvel and the previews magazine. I don't do the DC 'cause it's digital, but I'll go through those, spend about an hour, and then it goes into the bathroom, and I can't tell you how much more time I spend and find, stuff I didn't find in the second, the first scan,
Yeah.
'cause I'm looking at it at more in more detail, like what is this? And then I'll like read the blurb instead of just like scanning it.
I'm the same way. Yeah. All right, so the second, I'll just go through the second story quickly. It's the from the cover, when they're shrunken down. And basically, what's happening here is that the Challengers get see a report on the news that there's this strange guy that has this device that basically is changing walls into a glass, but a glass that he only personally can walk through. And so he goes and he breaks into a bank and steals money out. And then later a jewelry store, as the Challengers are first encounter him. Excuse me. So June decides that she wants to go with the Challengers this time as well. So she's there at the jewelry store, and this guy takes off in a small aircraft, and the Challengers are like, we've got to go and track this guy down in their helicopter. So they all go rushing in, and they're like, well, where's June? And Professor says, oh, I think that she's still at the jewelry store. That's fine, because we don't want her tagging along with us. This could get dangerous. So they jump in the helicopter. Little do they know that June snuck into the helicopter ahead of time and is back in the baggage department, and or compartment, not department. and they don't know it. So they follow this guy to an island, and they get out and start walking around, and this device
I
like
didn't
pops up.
realize that June was so early.
Yeah, neither had I.
I thought she came along much later.
But she's an honorary member, meaning that she doesn't get to see any action.
I know, but she eventually does,
Yeah, oh yeah.
but I don't remember her being that early. That's
Yeah,
interesting.
I don't know what her first appearance is, but I know that where did the challenges, were they in Brave and the Bold? Or
Yeah.
was it Chase? Yeah,
I
I
think
couldn't remember.
it was one of the two.
Yeah, so I don't know if she's already in here straight away from issue number one of this series or what, but I mean it's seven. I mean I see her on the cover of issue number
How do you
three.
become an honorary member?
I don't know. It's
You
a
just
great
don't
question.
you get this you're an honorary member seems like you've lived the life and now you're retired, but instead of somebody that hasn't gone into action with them and is that's weird.
So they get out of this helicopter, and this device comes out of the ground and zaps them, and it shrinks them down to like little tiny like action figure size. And right after that, a butterfly net comes and swoops in and grabs them all. Now, keep in mind, these are just the men because June is hiding in the helicopter. She doesn't want them to know that she's there too, so she hasn't left the helicopter yet. This guy goes down into his underground lair, and he starts his monologue about how he's discovered the island, this island that this incredible inventor had done all of his research on. This inventor had passed away, and and then this villain discovered it, and now he's using all of these inventions and to now to steal things. So he puts them in a little in a cage from his pet parrot, and leaves the parrot on his shoulder, and he shows him some other devices like this thing that just freezes everything. He's got a disintegrator ray, and he's got a special invention, the last invention that this scientist had done, and it's been locked inside this box that's a timing device, and apparently it was set at a certain time to open up so everyone can see what his last invention was, and it's counting down, and it's just going to be a matter of maybe an hour or so before it finally opens after all of this time. If the guy, he starts wheeling stuff around, and he's doing his work, and his parrot kind of escapes, so he runs off after it because it's not in the cage anymore, and that's when June sneaks in. And so she sneaks in and goes through the walls with that glass device, and she sees her challengers all stuck in that bird cage. So she lets them out, and they're like, "We gotta figure out what to do here and get you guys back to normal size." The villain discovers them after he's grabbed his parrot back, and he starts threatening them, and they end up jumping on the legs of the parrot, and so he's flying all over the place, and makes him drop his freeze gun. So June grabs it, and the guy hot tails it out of there to get the disintegrator ray because he doesn't want to get frozen. He wants to beat them. So Professor says, grab the box that's ticking down and let's get out of here. So they quickly go back outside to where that shrinking ray was, and they use it in reverse, and they grow back just in the nick of time because that box finally opens, and the villain's like, "Well, what's going on? The box is empty." And Professor says, "Yes, that's exactly what I thought." And they start rushing the guy, but he's got his disintegrator ray, and he pulls the trigger, and nothing happens. So they knock him out, and Professor explains at the very end that he had a hunch that this inventor was such a great inventor that he wouldn't want any of his inventions to harm the world. So he had devised this nullifier that would eventually go off to make all of his inventions not work anymore. So that's exactly what happened. So they end up grabbing the bad guy and haul him off. And they thank June for not listening and for coming along with them, because without her, they would have died.
She saved the day.
Save the day. That was
Maybe
it.
she'll get to go on an adventure next time.
Who knows? But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Righty. Well, my pick is Star Wars Jabba the Hutt, the Gar Supoon hit. Dark Horse did weird numbering back in the day, but if you look up Jabba the Hutt, this is Jabba the Hutt number one, but you don't see a number one on the cover. There's just a bunch of number ones that
Yeah, it
come
was a bunch
out.
of standalones. I have
Yeah,
what
Rogue
that list is
Squadron's the
straight, but I
same.
don't have
Yeah,
the.
it's the same deal with Rogue Squadron, and the first 20 or 19 issues of it doesn't have an ongoing number. It'll have more the title of one through four, and then it goes another one through four, but the second one starts on five, but you only see it inside the inside of the cover. You don't see it on the out on the cover itself.
That's
It, it,
weird.
it's very very strange. But the this one, I picked up recently from Dennis Chandler on the Best of the Rest podcast, Nerdy Legion. He was completing some runs, and I guess bought a. This big bulk of Star Wars books and all his dupes and stuff that he wanted to get rid of, he offered me at the price that he got them for, which was really cheap. And this one came with it, and I've never read this one before. I missed out on a lot of the Dark Horse stuff, but it's by Jim Woodring, the pencils by Art Wetherell, and yeah, it's a cool story. You always wonder what you're gonna get into when you get in with Jabba the Hutt, because he's just like this big fat worm, and what is he gonna do? I always find them interesting because I was like, yes, they could block Jedi mind tricks, like their will is like really strong, but if they're not hussed around, they have no mobility,
Yeah.
so it's like how could they be a powerful character? Well, they're powerful because the Hutts have all kinds of money, and he's going to negotiate with a another person that he doesn't like very much, and they're gonna go into like a bidding war. And the way they open up this scene is he arrives there. Of course, you have Bib Fortuna walking around with him. He's a couple of Gamorrean guards, and I can't remember what they call those other guys, the Wayke or the Wayke guys, or the it begins with a
Yeah,
W. They're the
I
guys
don't
that
know
are
what
on
they're
the
called.
barge, like in Return of the
Yeah, they
Jedi.
like the brownish pruny
Yeah,
faces or something.
yeah, it looks like a prune or like they're real aged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're along on the ride, and they get there, and they're gonna deal with this guy. I'm trying to find out. They call it a jub jub, and it's like a business ceremony between people that are like bartering. And they get into this jub jub, and they get there, and they're watching like these rats fight. They almost look like little Neum Nums, but a little more. I think Neum. No, Neum Num is not. Neum
Yeah.
Num is a X-wing fighter.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that little rat creature that's with Jabba. What is that guy's name?
Salacious Crumb.
Oh, yeah. That's what these things look like. It's
Oh,
almost
okay.
like they're having a chicken fight with those creatures. They're like slaughtering each other as like an opening ceremony. And it was like a game just to introduce their bartering. And one of the things that this guy wants is from Jabba is well, first Jabba says, "I planted a bomb here," but this guy was smart enough to hire this one guy from the Empire that can detect bombs, and he's like, "Well, you're no bomb. You don't have a bomb." And they bring this creature. It's a fermal female that's hasn't been milked, and it looks like a vicious scorpion. And he hands it to Jabba, and he's getting that. And then Jabba hands him like this weird brain. And they do this barter, and then he goes, "Well, we got something else for you." And he goes, "God, I wish I had the scientists so I could come up with this chemical with this brain." And then he gives him the scientist, and the scientist seems like he's not like all there. And Jabba's like, "Well, if you want the brain, it comes separate. It's in a jar." So he has the scientist there. He did like the brain removal. And they go to barter, and then he has this one creature like hanging from the ceiling that's gonna like has a gun against Jabba, and then Jabba moves the scorp. He says, "Now give me everything you have, or this guy's gonna shoot you." In other words, this guy set Jabba up, and there is gonna be no bartering. He's like, "Give me everything." Well, Jabba, as he slides over that scorpion that he got, opens the thing, and the scorpion goes and bites the guy. So now he's infected, and he's gonna die. He's realized that poison is affecting your mind, and you only got like a little bit of time to live. And he goes, "Well, I'm gonna shoot you." And he goes, "Well, I have a bomb here, and I'll blow up this whole building, and you're gonna die anyway." And so, but he goes, "I have the serum for the scorpion that just bit you," and he injects it in him. "But you have to give me everything." And then what you learn is that Jabba really didn't plan a bomb, but the guy that d can detect bombs is the bomb, because when this guy was a kid, his whole family was slaughtered by the other guy, and he spent all his life hunting him down and never found him. And he goes by another alias, but well, this is the guy that he's bartering with Jabba. And he tells him his true name. His true name is Sanapu Bomor. And he finds out it's that guy, and he goes, "Well, you could see what my bomb was, really. It's this guy that's been seeking you out for revenge his entire life. He's out to kill you now." And he kills that guy, and then Jabba ends up walking away with every single reward that he intended to walk away with. But it was like two Jabbas kind of doing. This guy was nowhere near as immobile as Jabba, but he was kind of as witty as him in terms of trying to, they were trying to one up each other at the table. "Well, you can have the scientist, but you can't have the brain." And they were just doing that, like back and forth, back and forth. And this was like a good time for comics, and like Dark Horse was putting out Masks and Indiana Jones comics, and they had a lot of licenses. Plus they had the Comics Greatest World stuff coming out with Ghost. Yeah, it was a very interesting time. Multiple Star Wars comics.
Yeah,
They
for
ha they
sure.
ha they were at the top of their game at this time, I think. Just
Yeah,
based on
they
the
were.
properties.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of good stuff.
Yep. But it was an entertaining comic for sure, because it's two guys trying to one up another.
Did he give you any of the other ones that are just
I
the
have
number one?
three. I have three of them.
Okay, yeah.
I
Yeah,
think
I've
there's
got
four, right?
The Hunger of Princess Nampi and the Dynasty Trap. Those are the two that I own. I guess they're listed as two and three in our database.
Yeah, I have two and three. I don't have four.
No, I never got it either. It's funny that it was the same creative team too, even though it seemed at the time that these were just independent one shots. There was pretty much on a pretty
I'd be curious to
schedule
read the
every month.
others. I have so much to read for Geek Brunch right now, because we threw in a basketball book by Yang. which it's like 450 pages. So I have to
Okay.
get through that for next week, but I would have loved to, now that I read these, just finish what I have and read two and three.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, my other one that I read this morning is kind of, I think, from the same kind of time frame, but these are reprints from that time frame, I believe. And that's Strange excuse me, Strange Adventures number 244. It's like I said, it's a couple tales from older comics. At this point, these are doing basically, actually, it looks like this is the last issue of Strange Adventures, huh?
Is it a
That's,
re it's a reprint then?
but the reprint from Mystery in Space 84 and from Strange Adventures 52. I didn't even realize this was the last issue of Strange Adventures when I just picked it. But yeah, so it's reprinting two other stories. On the cover, you see again, going with a theme here. There's a man in a bird cage, and a parrot is talking, saying, "Here's your new pet, dear." And the man is saying, "Let me out of here, you bird brains." And the other parrot is saying, "How wonderful it talks." Prisoner of the parakeets, plus the powerful weapons of Adam Strange. So the first story is the Adam Strange story. What is happening here, and this is the one that's originally from Mystery in Space 84. Adam Strange is on Earth. And he seems to be in Australia, and he's trying to track down a creature called Dust Devil, which he's encountered at least a couple times before. He has some editor's notes for the last time they had talked or encountered each other in Strange Adventures 230, as well as the first time that he had appeared in 220. So Dust Devil is just basically that. It's just this big dust tornado kind of shape, but it's sentient, talks, stuff like that. So Dust Devil wants to take over both Earth and Ran. So he escaped from the prison that he was in and kept inert in Australia. And so Adam Strange is trying to track him down. However, he manages to kind of blow a bunch of dust at Adam Strange, slowing him down, and Dust Devil makes it to where the Zeta Beam is going to hit next, and Dust Devil transports to Ran instead of Adam Strange. So while Dust Devil is doing who knows what on Ran, Adam Strange is trying to make plans and he's going from place to place because he's got a couple days before the next Zeta Beam hits. And so he's trying to make some plans on what to do when the Zeta Beam wears off and how he's going to defeat the Dust Devil. So he's got this machine that causes static electricity that basically immobilizes Dust Devil, and that's what he used the last time that he defeated him. So he gets that whole thing together and then goes to where he figures he's going to come back after a couple of days when the Zeta Beam wears off. And sure enough, he does come back, Dust Devil, and he uses the machine and it doesn't work. And Dust Devil explains that, he's had plenty of time to figure out ways to nullify those effects while he was in prison, and that's not going to work again. And he's going to conquer both Ran and Earth. So he Dust Devil says, "But I want you on Ran so you can see how helpless you'll be And so he starts counting down, and he pushes Adam Strange into the Zeta Beam's path, and he gets zapped and goes back to Ran, and he meets up with Alana, and to his amazement, Dust Devil is there. So he's like, "What is going on? I just came from Earth. Dust Devil was in Earth." And so Dust Devil shows up and says that he basically, what he did is he broke himself into two clouds and used the and kept the Zeta Beam radiation all in one of the two beings, so he could be at two places at the same time, and then that way he can definitely take care of conquering both planets. So basically what happens is Adam Strange gets to he gets authorization to go down to the armory of Ran and get some of their greatest weapons, and he grabs a couple of rifles that should put an end to Dust Devil, but Dust Devil actually is able to, before Adam Strange can pull any triggers or do anything, he kind of hits both of them with like a dust ray that just totally dissolves these weapons to dust. And every time Adam goes back for another weapon, Dust Devil destroys it before he's able to do anything at all. But what the last time Adam Strange notices some strange radiation coming from some of these destroyed weapons that turned into dust. So he creates a huge weapon that really is like, there's nothing in it. Like, it doesn't do anything. It just is like a big empty shell. So he takes it over to back to Dust Devil, and he acts like he's gonna shoot him, and of course Dust Devil does the same thing, but this is a very big one as opposed to the other one, so it caused a lot of dust. So Adam Strange gets the Dust Devil kind of in that area, and with his jetpack he stirs up all that dust until it kind of goes up into Dust Devil and swirls around, and it totally paralyzes him, and he explains that it was this radioactive dust that was able to stop him, and he realized that, and so now they're going to put him in a lead-lined prison. So he can't.
Mine got here, and the news came like weeks later.
What? What, Mike?
Sorry about that. Barb was asking me something, and I wasn't muted.
Oh, that's okay. So that was the end of that one. And then the next one was that cover story where just some guy, he ends up, investigating some, crazy things that are going on where there's plane accidents and, stuff out in the middle of the ocean. And when he travels out to look at one of the wrecks, he sees not just the part of the plane, but he sees a huge, enormous feather. He's like, "Well, that can't be a real feather. It's much too big." And just as he says that, a big parakeet, a huge parakeet, grabs him and takes him to this island. And what this ends up being is that a couple of these islands are being used for atomic bomb experiments, and this one island had just been irradiated from an atomic bomb when a flock of parakeets had made its way to this island, and it's given them they're hyper evolving. They're getting smarter and smarter as days passed. So he kind of gets captured. They put him in a cage. He starts biding his time until they're smart enough. They're actually building like cities and stuff like that, and now they're starting to talk. So they're talking their own language. He teaches them English, and so he ends up saying, "You know, I'm going to escape and go to this second island, and then I'll hyper evolve my intelligence so that I can beat you." And the parakeets think that he's pretty stupid for revealing what his plan was going to be, because we can fly and we're going to go and take advantage of this. So they went flying over to as fast as possible to this other island, just as the man knows the next atomic experiment is going to happen. So they get to the island, they launch the atomic bomb, blow it up, and destroy all of the parakeets. And so, and then the man ends up getting getting rescued. So he beat the these evolved parakeets at their own game. That was kind of a fun little. It was only like 5 pages long. It was one of those, you know, backstories, but it was kind of an interesting, fun story.
Cool.
Yeah.
Off of the app too, huh?
Two off of the app today.
They didn't have the full run of that, do they?
No.
It's kind of odd that they had something. They probably have all the. All the Jack Kirby issues, which are like the first
of which one? Challengers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Challengers, they have like the first handful of issues and then a couple of those later ones when it got
Yeah, it's interesting they have the last one. That's interesting.
Yeah, and even for Strange Adventures, they have like maybe like 24 issues or something like that.
Cool.
Yeah. What else do you have?
I'm going to stay on the Star Wars theme.
Okay.
And this is Star Wars Boba Fett bounty on Barkota. And this is by John Wagner and Cam Kennedy. The lettering is by Bob Panara. And who is the colorist? Wow, it must be Cam Kennedy because they don't have a colorist. I wanted to mention the colorist because it was jarring. The colorist was, they would like have like action panels and all green, and then they'd have other panels that were all red. And I think they were trying, he was trying to depict like nighttime, mm-hmm. like a dark green, which was unusual. But I found it distracting. Like, I usually don't get distracted, but I found it distracting. Otherwise, the story was pretty awesome. It starts
so they
off.
They did the same thing with this one that they did with Jabba the Hutt. And that there were, you know, following issues, but it was like the same type of thing. Like, you know, actually, it didn't even come out all that regularly, like once a year. And they were each called something different, but then they numbered them in, like, the
database.
Yeah,
it's hard in our database because, you like, it almost falls into that category with the old Dells and the, like, you have to actually open the comic book to know what number it is.
Yeah.
It's distracting. Like I still have a box of like Looney Tune comics and like Daffy Duck. I need to go through and put in the database because
it's such a pain.
I have to take them out of the bag and board and then, you know, find out what number it is and then inventory it.
Yep.
And this is like one of them that you might be looking for it. Unless you mouse over the cover image, you don't know what issue it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And I find that, as a collector, I find that really annoying. Like,
yeah,
extremely annoying. I hate it. Tell me what the number is. Another pet peeve that bugs me, and I don't know if this bugs you, but I like my number at the top, not at the bottom corner. And it's because when you're going through a long box or going through your box and you want to know what number it is, you want to see the number at the top as you're flipping through them. You don't want to have to pull it out and then find out what the number is.
Pull the whole comic book out. Exactly. Yep.
And there's some really annoying ones. Yeah. There's some really annoying ones in Marvel where, like, it was in the 2000s or maybe it was the 90s where they put the numbering inside of the UPC symbol.
Yes.
So you would see, like, number. It was like in an X-Men book. You'd pull it out and it's like, what number is this?
Yeah.
And
it's like. They were considered deluxe edition. Or whatever. I don't know what made them deluxe, but it was like said deluxe edition in the little barcode, and then it would have the number right in there as well. Yeah,
Does that bother you?
It
bothers me. Like, I understand that there's people that like want to like see the art. Like, most just show me the art. Don't show me the logo. And the logo means a lot to me, and I like the number to be displayed where I can read it. As a collector, like while I'm reading it, I don't care, but I want to know what number I'm reading on the cover.
You're trying to sort, and especially like for yourself, trying to sort so many, like you have so many comics. It's like you just want it. You don't need it to be any more difficult for you to figure out what number you're looking at. Or, you know, what do you have here? Are you putting this next one in the right spot? I totally agree.
Yeah, this story was very intriguing. And if it wasn't for the colors, I'd probably give it like a 5 out of 5 because the story was so good. It's just that the colors would take me out of the story. And now that I look at it, it's not as jarring as it was like during my first exposure. But I guess my brain was expecting it now. But this is a story about a love story, okay? It with another Jabba the Hutt, except it's called Gorga the Hutt. And Gorga the Hutt, man, they're fat. Woo! I mean, I'm fat. Like, I'm turning into a Jabba if I don't watch it. Pretty soon, I'll just be ho 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 ho, carry me around the convention.
I think you
I'll
got
have my own
a
bib
long ways to go
for
before you have to worry about that.
tuna. But he's getting carried around like any other hut would, you know. And he goes by this other hut, well, this other Jabba creature. I don't even know what their creature is. I don't even know what to call them. They're a race of worms, fat, big worms. And he goes by this other one and he finds her beautiful. Her name is Anachoro, and she's the daughter of Arkoa the Hun, which is another worm creature like Jabba the Hutt.
But
But he
not a
falls so in love with her, and she's a peasant girl. But he's like, God, I gotta. Her father hates me, and he's rich, he's a Hutt. But I need to get into his favor to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage or to be with me because I think she's the most beautiful thing ever. And she looks like any other Hutt except she has those pretty eyelashes. So she does her eyelashes. But he goes, oh, he has trouble with space pirates. So maybe if I get rid of the space pirates, I can get in favor with the father and then ask her for her hand in marriage. So he hires Boba Fett, who's a badass and who can get rid of space pirates like nobody's business. So he does that, but one of the lead pirates is called Barkota, and he's got like this giant shark looking face, like with teeth, and he looks like a shark creature, and he's a vicious pirate. And Boba Fett is like, well, how do I get to the core of all these pirates? Like, he's taking care of them one at a time, and he does it through a magician. So there's a magician called Magwi the Magician, and he looks like a little Keebler elf, and he's a magician that's pretty badass. And he's like, well, this magician has escaped Barkota a long time ago, and Barkota kept him captive because he always wanted to know his magic tricks. So he captures the magician so he can offer the magician back to Barkota and then infiltrate them and take out Barkota. And that's the interesting part, you know. And the magician doesn't want to go back. He's like, this guy tortured me, and I had to struggle to keep alive, and I could never tell him my secret because if I told him my secrets of how I was doing this magic, he would then kill me because then he would know how the trick was done. So they go, they inf once he infiltrates, he kills that shark Barkota, and then brings it back to a Gorga the Hutt on a platter. So he's like, they're gonna, and then he invites over a Kuro the Hun, and they basically talk over the daughter like he could now have the hand in marriage as they eat Barkota, which is the lead pirate shark. So it was a cool story, and I like how they threw in this magician into the story. It was a neat one.
That's cool.
Yeah. I would like to get more, though. The Boba Fett books have kind of exploded.
Oh yeah. Oh
lately
yeah.
because of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, now he's gonna have his own show.
Well, it's like the even his first appearance is blown up, which was
Yeah,
in Empire Strikes Back.
was it in the Star Wars series for
Yeah,
Empire?
in the Star Wars series,
Yeah.
I think his true, like, if you want to know what his true first appearance is,
Yeah.
it's in the Marvel Super Special Empire Strikes Back.
Right, yeah, I thought so.
And I have that, but I don't have it inventoried, so I don't claim credit if I don't know where it is or.
Yeah.
But I remember having it. I do not have the Empire Strikes Back Star Wars comic.
I mean, it lasted a handful of issues. I want to say 4 issues. I have the first one, issue 39,
I
but
have
I
them
don't have any
all
of
except for the expensive one. The Boba Fett one.
them. 42.
Yeah. But if you look at it from the perspective of first appearances, you got the first appearance of Lando, the first appearance of Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Even though I think Jabba shows up in Star Wars in the comic book.
Retroactively, he does when they read they when they
No,
redid the.
I'm talking about in the comic book though.
Oh, in the comic
If
book,
you
you might
read
be right. I don't even know.
the original, I think Jabba is in there. He just looks different.
It's very possible because I don't know if you remember when they did when they remastered it or whatever and it came back out. I got the DVDs or whatever when they released them and they showed like what he was just like a human. It was just like a big fat
Yeah,
guy.
and I think that's what he shows up in the comic book
Yeah,
as.
so I'm not surprised to hear that. And then they kind of had to rejigger stuff for that scene that they stuck in because Han Solo walks around the guy in that scene, so they had to make it as if he was stepping on Jabba's
Yeah.
tail. I sent you a text where that shows an old issue of Uncanny X-Men, and it has the little tiny issue number in the actual barcode like you were talking about.
Yeah, it's annoying as
It's
fuck.
the worst.
I ran across it because I was recently trying to complete my cable. I never realized how much I like cable. Like,
I never liked Cable.
I liked him. I was late to the X-Men, but when we came up with, and you might not have liked this as much as I did, but when he was dealing with like Baby Hope on his own title,
Yeah, see, I didn't read
I
that.
love that title. Like
I can't say I wouldn't like it. I just have never read it.
it was like the
I love
Road.
it.
It was like he was trying to protect this child from Bishop from issue to issue, and it was awesome. And I had had like a lot of the old early New Mutants. I don't have the first Deadpool, but I have every other New Mutant from the Liefeld series. I still got to complete a lot of the older stuff. I have like one through, I don't know, it's like 30. And then I dropped off. And then I came back when Liefeld came back on. But for some reason, I don't have the Deadpool issue. I have the facsimile edition, but I don't have the regular one.
I have the whole run of the New Mutants. That was
Yeah.
that I kept buying as it, the whole time.
I like love the Rob stuff. And I love how Cable came on. And you. When Cable came on, you didn't even know if he was a mutant at the time.
No,
He
you
just had
don't.
all these weapons and bionic arms, and you kind of like learn over the course of time that he is a mutant and then who he is. And I don't know, I've always liked Cable, so I started reading the Cable series. Like I had bought when comics were coming out the Cable 2-issue series that came out.
Yes, I have that.
It
That's the
had
only
John
one that I
Romita
own.
Jr. art, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I had bought that, but I never bought the regular series. I only jumped on when LeDron came on because he looked like Kirby. But then I dropped back off when LeDron left. So I had like this weird, wicked chunk, but I started buying them, and then I was running across all these issues that had it in the corner, and I was driving me nuts. And these
Yeah.
Star Wars ones do too. Like, you don't. It almost makes you want to file it by title, not in the right order. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like if you just you want to file it in a box, I would put the jar sapoon, you know, like I don't know if I'd put it first. I'd
No,
put it up.
I probably wouldn't even re if it wasn't for the how the database is set up, it would never have occurred to me to even. I mean, if you look inside in whatever however you pronounce it in Indicia
Indicia,
or whatever,
yeah.
does it say like issue one, issue
Yeah,
two and stuff? Okay, see, I never even realized that. I'm positive whichever ones I have, I just have just an alphabetical order by whatever the late title is called. So I
well,
don't think I realized that.
if you ever read our comic base, like there's some rules for entering issues.
Yeah.
And one of the rules is you go by the indicia. You don't go
Oh yeah,
by
for sure.
you do not go by the title that's on the cover.
No,
And I
because it
know
could
why they
play
are. They
into it.
want to keep things consistent. And sometimes when they have like an initial, I don't know if you noticed this, but the first week they might have the title wrong and then they readjust. And then you have to like move it over and destroy that other title because it's still in
Yes.
your database.
It just happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was going back to look at some stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, where are the rest of the issues
Yeah.
of this like series or whatever? And then I had to like open it up and take a look.
They fix the title eventually.
Yeah.
Cause some of them might get like hand entered initially. I'm thinking by somebody like me. I know I enter a lot of Kickstarters in, and I'm usually the first to enter in the Epic Collections because nobody does, I guess.
You know what I don't understand? Like, okay, like the Epic Collections. Why aren't they in there? They're being solicited through Diamond.
I don't know. I maybe
And you,
maybe somebody always like enters stuff in and they just don't do the epics because they don't get them. I don't know.
know what my other thing,
I don't know how it all works.
have
But
you noticed that the Aftershock large, like the hardcovers, they're
oh, like
never in there.
piecemeal?
Piece, well,
I had to enter in piecemeal.
piecemeal Horde that came out like last year is still not in there. I haven't entered it myself, but it's still not in there. And what was the other one that you just added? Oh no, Kill a Man. Kill a Man is not in there either. Like
Let me see
I
if I have Horde, because I might have entered that one. That just means that.
can't find it. I've seen a couple other Hordes there, but they're not the Aftershocks.
I have it in here.
You do?
But I entered it probably.
Well, you should send it to their thing.
I did. I submit everything. That just means they don't accept it. I'll submit it again and see if
That's
it
so
shows up
weird.
for you.
Yeah, because I did notice piecemeal was I was looking through them yesterday when I was scanning my comics in, and I'm like, oh, piecemeal's in there now, so I guess I've got you to thank for
Well, you got me to thank for that, yeah.
that.
So
I'm like, it wasn't
I
on there the week before or whatever it was.
they have all the Marvel, the DC, and most everything else. Like it's just like sometimes they won't have like the American mythology or some of the obscure stuff. And I'll enter them in.
Could you
Sometimes
before
I'm surprised. Like I got this like graphic novel of the Czech serial. It was a freebie. From the LCS, and that was in there, and I'm like, how did that get in there?
it does have it's
Yeah, I was like,
surprising sometimes when you see something that's already listed.
yeah. And usually when I do the entries for the Epic Collection, I'm pretty thorough. I get the title in there right. I get what it collects. I enter in all the writers and all the artists, but then I don't do the letters and the colorists. I
Yeah.
just don't got time for all that crap.
Well,
So
I mean,
that's about as far as I take it. I'll put the cover artist on. But that's interesting that you said the Horde, because I know I entered it. I think there's only like one Aftershock book I didn't order, and that was the Fight Club one. That I forgot who did it. Phil
was
Steve
a
Orlando.
Yeah, Kill a Man. I haven't read it yet. I
I
have
did
it.
not buy that. That's the only thing in Aftershock that I didn't go for.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't remember if it was the cost or the
Yeah.
material or what, but I just didn't go for that.
Can you remind me, like, for some of these issues, like, if there's already a similar title, how do I get around that to make a new one?
I can tell you the crappy thing that I do.
Yeah, well,
to
I
get
don't know
a,
how to
to get
feel at
around
all.
it is I let's say Horde was there.
Yeah, it is. Like,
You could put Horde space and then parentheses Aftershock, because that's what they usually do when they have multiple versions. Is the first version doesn't have the publisher, the second version does in parentheses. That'll make it different enough, but sometimes the title is the title, and I usually put like a character in it, like D or something like that.
Oh, you just add an extra
It'll
character.
accept it. And then you know the screen where you type in all like the year published, the company, blah blah blah. You hit OK, and then once you're in that other screen, there's a button to the right that says Edit Title or Update, and then I update it and remove the D or the extra character I put
Gotcha.
in.
Okay.
But it's kludgy, but I do that's the way I do it.
It's not that bad, and at least you can edit the title so it doesn't show up.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. I mean,
Yeah.
especially with titles, I think that don't get in the database. I think it's somebody saying, "I don't want to do it. I don't want to let somebody else do this."
Right.
Or I tried and I don't know how. They should fix that bug. I really wish they would.
Can't believe they didn't fix the bug
It's kind
in
of like
this.
a smart. I just installed a new version too.
Me too.
It, just like last week.
Yeah, I want to say it was around
If
there,
you
yeah.
write Pete Bickford, he will reply. I
Yeah,
wrote him a long time.
they usually are
He
very
gave
thorough.
me a
Yeah.
workaround, but he didn't fix it.
Why don't they fix it?
I don't know. Maybe it's something that's like on the cusp of he has to get rid of the smart fill-in and he doesn't want to do it. Or you know, like it. Sometimes programmatically, there's a feature that you can't get around because it's in the language.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know if
Have
he's
to
running
start
into
from
that
scratch or something.
situation. If you use the existing interface or what's provided in the method call, then sometimes you're stuck until
Yeah.
somebody fixes it in the Java or the C sharp or whatever he's writing in. I would imagine he's using like C sharp because he seems to be in the Microsoft realm here.
Well, now you're just speaking foreign language to me. C sharp. That's a note as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's a language.
Oh.
It's like the best of C++ and Java, and I like it. Some people are Java enthusiasts. Some people like other stuff like Python, but that's my favorite language, my language of choice. I'm the most proficient. And they
Yeah.
have the best tools, I think, for it.
I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Now you
That's not my
could.
strong suit.
Yeah, I get confused sometimes because the programs I work on, it's snowing. Shit. At least I'm home. But
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to driving tomorrow and Tuesday.
No, and that's one thing. Like we were good until the end of this month, and then Friday we heard about the extension through the end of April. So it's like, okay, we're home all through winter. We don't have to worry about
Driving in the mess, yeah.
nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
Well, in theory, I could work from home at least the next week I could, but the probability, I just, there's a new Microsoft operating system that's being deployed, and I kicked mine off on my work machine on Friday, and the chance of me being able to remote into it because of that update are slim to none. So,
Yeah.
yep. I
So
had
you got
one
a
other
thing
book.
to
Do you have
cover?
any more?
No, I'll just say just quickly I'll just mention I watched a movie the other day. It's a 70s British horror movie. I want to make sure I get the title exactly right. Hang on. It is called the hell is it? Oh, here it is. The Blood on Satan's Claw.
Ah, that's a great title.
Yeah, it's like one of those. It's, you know, it's if you want to just picture like a seven and or it's 71, so early 70s, just kind of like a
B film.
Yeah, it was definitely entertaining. Basically, this, you know, there's peasants, there's this one lord, and the one guy, he's plowing the fields, and he plows up like some sort of weird skeleton of something that nobody's ever seen. And when he tries to get the lord to come over and look, it's just gone. And from that point on, like the children in the village, which don't misunderstand, it's not like Children of the Corn, they're not young children, they're all teenagers, and probably in real life they're all in their 20s. They're all they start like sacrificing other teenagers that are not part of their little cult, and until the Lord comes back from being out of town, and he ends up putting a stop to it at the end. But it was interesting. It was parts were a little odd because it really focused on this one lord and this woman and her son, who's also a noble, for the first like 20 minutes of the movie. But then he had very little to do. This to the son, I mean, the noble, he was bringing a new a girl that he was going to marry, and then she went nuts and basically didn't feature him almost at all for the rest of the movie. So it was kind of weird that they spent so much time with him, but then he didn't factor into the rest of the movie where like the sacrificing and stuff was going on. He was kind of in the background. Yeah. But I enjoyed watching it.
Was this on that streaming
Shudder,
service? Yeah, Shudder.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Do you like make it a point to try to watch something from Shudder every month, or what do you do?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll take a look often. I mean, almost every week, and I'm looking on there. I may sometimes start too late, and I'm like, oh, I just don't want to stay up any longer to watch something. But I'm on there a lot to see what to watch, and they have started the series. Remember Creepshow and Creepshow 2, the movies? Well,
yeah.
Now they have a series called Creepshow, same type of deal. And they had the first season, and they're working on the second season right now. And that Greg Nicotero from Walking Dead and from so many other things, he's one of the producers, and he directs some of the Creepshow episodes.
Yeah. I was tempted. Creepshow sounds like, the service sounds like something I want, and mm-hmm. the only thing that's keeping me from going there is I already have so much to watch. Like
yeah.
if I was hungry for something, I would add it. But there's like tons of horror and B films and stuff that I could see on Amazon Prime still, and
yeah,
it's like, good Lord, there's so much.
I'll give you an example. This one that I'm talking about, it's also available on Amazon. Like,
yeah,
I don't know pay for it on Amazon or not, but
well, like almost everything's available on Amazon if you want to rent it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And at first I thought it was saying that it was free, but I take it back. It's not free. They're just saying you could buy the DVD. So
yeah.
It is only available on Shudder, but a lot of them are available on more than that. And I totally, understand what you're saying. It's like, why would you pay for the service now when you have so many other things that you own and you haven't watched yet?
If I was retired, I probably would like jump on it because I have all this extra time. It's just that like I really don't have a lot of time for TV. I have enough to watch like one show every night, whatever that may be. And then the elliptical show in the morning. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we usually watch a movie on Saturday mm-hmm. and Sunday night. And then maybe we'll watch WandaVision on Saturday afternoon or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's or whatever's on Disney Plus.
Oh,
We just finished The Flight Attendant, so we saw that.
how was that's with
It
Kaylee and whatever
was
her name is?
good. I like it a lot because it's like a murder thing. The only thing I personally had issues with it because she was such a drunk, and I couldn't like find anything redeemable about. I like irredeemable Ant-Man, but he's like totally irredeemable. And this one, I think they're trying to you're trying to be sympathetic with a character that I just can't. Like, I've never understood drunkenness to that point. Like when you're
Yeah.
harming your loved ones and everything around, affecting your work. And I understand depression and how it can lead to that, but she didn't. She never seemed like she has a history with what led her there, but I just it was weird.
Yeah, it's just that she's not sympathetic enough for you to really
All the surrounding
I don't know.
scenarios and stuff I liked, but I think there's going to be a second season, but I'm like on the cusp of I'll only watch it if there's something,
Yeah.
that I don't, if I can't find anything else, I'll watch it. But
Yeah, it makes sense.
I kind of fell into this with the Star Trek Discovery too. I liked it a lot at the beginning, and then as soon as they started so much with the ship, I just started losing interest.
Is it just me, or has it not been on for a really long time now?
Oh, it's back.
When did it come back? I'm not getting, it's not recording for me for some reason.
Don't know. It came back in January, like the
I must
second
have
week of
missed them.
January, because
I must be missing.
three
Something must
issues,
have
three
happened to my
episodes
DVR.
came back on CBS. Because I have them.
I'm gonna have to go back then and
I'm gonna
set it
finish the.
back up and
I am
rewind.
gonna finish the season.
Yeah, I want to watch the rest,
I
whatever
just.
they show.
I don't know if I'm going to stick with that one. There's not too much like network TV that I want to stick with except for like The Good Doctor. I like that show a lot. And Bull. So I got like my medical drama and my courtroom drama. But I had one more quick one.
Yeah,
It's
sure.
Batman and Robin Adventures 21. This one I Coincidentally, this is like an all nerdy Legion ish episode for me because I got those from Dennis, and this one I got from Paul Tesnier. The only reason I went for it is because it was signed by Yvonne Craig, and I personally love Yvonne Craig. So I was like, this is a good opportunity to get a signed book. And I don't own too much of the. I regrettably do not own a lot of the cartoon related comic books. I have some of them, but not like full runs. And I always figured, why don't. They're kind of like based on the cartoon and outside of continuity. I don't need it.
Yeah.
But in actuality, they're really well done and. I probably should go for them. I do now because I just get everything, but I would skip them a lot in the past. So I'm like missing a lot of like the Justice League Unlimited and the Titans Go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Batman Adventures, Batman Beyond. Batman Beyond, I've been collecting like since, I don't know, Adam Beecham came on, but there was some stuff before that. This is a short story. There's not a lot to it. It's by Temple Smith, Ty Temple Smith, and the penciler is Joe Staton. Joe's art looks very different than what we're used to seeing in E-Man or Millennium or any of his like Green Lantern books that he did. He's like catering to the animated style. Like you would say, oh, that's animated. Like you would not guess it was Joe Staton drawing this. If you looked at it, you'd say, oh, that's like the cartoon style. But the story is about the Riddler, and the Riddler wants to get out of prison, so he sends Commissioner Gordon a riddle based on the Alice in Wonderland, which is an unsolvable riddle. I've never read Alice in Wonderland, so I wouldn't know
Either.
what this riddle is. I've seen the cartoon, but I have never read it. I haven't read much. I'm not real read in terms of novels. I never latched onto it because my mind would always say, "Why would I read this when I can read a comic book?" I just so everything I've read, I've pretty much been forced to read. The only things I can think of is what was that story called? Nos, it was like the Nosferatu books, but I can't remember what they were called. The Necromancer series. I did read those novels, and I read a couple of Stephen King books like Misery and Salem's Lot for entertainment.
Joyland.
I'm not done yet with it yet.
I know.
But I can tell you everything about it. It's like something that it's weird because I remember everything. So that's got to be good, right?
Yeah.
Because you forget stuff that you don't necessarily stick to you.
Exactly.
But anyway, he gets this riddle and it kind of drives him to go to Arkham and solve the riddle. Batman's nowhere in this issue. And Riddler kind of captures him and says he'll kill a bunch of everybody in the place if Commissioner Gordon doesn't go with them. So then it's like Barbara Gordon solving the riddles to get to save her father, and that's sort of how the story goes. And you learn that the poison that Riddler was threatening everybody with was like a roach thing. It's kind of harmless to humans. He was just like faking what it would do. I think Commissioner Gordon's the one that calls him out on it. He's like, "Wait, kill hundreds of what, Riddler? You're very careful with your words, and that's twice you said killing hundreds without saying what." And he's like, "Oh yeah, it'll kill hundreds of roaches." So Commissioner Gordon kind of solved his way out of that problem, but Barbara. Without the help of Batgirl, he would not have. Yep, so
Nice.
that's all I had.
Yeah, that's about it for me too.
Well, you can reach Rob at Rob Krieger. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. This is on geekbrunchpodcast.com. And we'll catch up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to do this.
Did we miss 2 weeks? I mean, 2 episodes, or did we only miss skip 1 week?
Just one.
Okay. It just seems like forever, I guess, when you're every other week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
so 2 weeks ago we didn't get together, but the time before that, I think I want to say all three of us were on.
Yeah. I remember that one, but then I get also confused because I usually post them a week late. So, I think all of everything we've done on retro has been posted.
Yes, I think so. Yep.
Yeah.
And
I still
hopefully,
have a
Kurt
Geek
can make it
Brunch to
next time
post.
around.
Yeah, he was probably eating lunch or something. Are you getting snow out there?
We had a little snow yesterday, but barely anything, and
Are you
no.
reading? Are you rooting for the Bills tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
I
going to
mean,
be
I'm not.
interesting because Barb's team and my team are playing. She's the
Wait a minute.
Chiefs fan and I'm the Buffalo Bills. I have this is the first year I can remember where both of my teams are in the playoffs.
Your other team, the Packers?
The Packers, yeah. I have an NFC team and an AFC team.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm rooting for, obviously rooting for the Bills. I mean, I'm not a huge Bills fan, but I mean, when they make
But
it to this,
you're in the area, so
why would I not root? I mean,
yeah.
that's what all my friends and family want them to win. So if no other reason than that, I'm going to root for them. But I'm also rooting for the Packers because the last thing that I want is for if the Bills
Tom
manage
Brady,
to win,
yeah.
yeah, to play Brady again.
Same here. Well, I'm rooting for the Packers and I'm rooting for the Bills 'cause I love both teams, but my heart like if you like dig underneath the covers, I would go for the Bills. Plus, the way I look at the Bills is they've never won a Super Bowl.
Nope.
They've gone to four straight
In
ones.
a row.
Well, they
Four
have
in
actually. I think they've gone to five Super Bowls, but they never won one.
Nope.
And this is I want the curse to be broken just so we can know that the curse is gone.
And it's kind of weird because they kind of came out and, I mean, they were doing better. They've been doing better. I mean, for me living here, it's like you hear
Yeah.
about them nonstop. And last year, obviously, they started doing better because they made it to the playoffs, but, you know, then they lost right away. But it really seemed like they came out of nowhere this year where they just kept winning over and over again. It's like,
Yeah.
wow.
But I was like super, like where I would watch every game as the Joe Kel, you know, J Jim Kelly and James
Oh
Lofton
yeah.
and all those guys. Like I knew him by name, Bruce Smith. Like I was so into it. And then I followed with, I think his name was Rob Johnson, and then the
Yep.
Doug Flutie years. And in the last couple of years, I kind of sort of dropped off, and I've sort of come back on and off. But to tell you the truth, like I don't like watch a lot of football now. Like I'll have it on in the background, but
Yeah.
I'll be reading comics. Like I'll have comic pile of comic books there, and I'll be reading comics. And then when there's a good play or something, I'll look up.
We finally started putting the like, well, I mean, I say we, but really it's been more Stacy. She finally started putting the game on more that, I mean, the kids are older and they can entertain themselves and come in and out of the room. They can play on their own. If they don't want to watch a football game, they might come and sit down and watch. You know, I mean, they're only seven, so it's not like they're glued
Yeah.
to the screen, but they might come in and watch 15, 20 minutes and then, you know, do their own thing. But finally, for the first time really in the past 7 years, have the opportunity to just put a, you know, a 3 hour game on and actually have it on the on TV and
Yeah.
pay a little attention to it. So yeah, she's been enjoying it quite a bit. She's a huge Bills fan. She's
Well,
already
that's cool.
decked her Facebook page all out and stuff like that. So she's
Hey,
ready for tonight.
I have one last question for you.
Yeah.
Are you reading Hot Valley Days and Cocaine Nights?
No, is
Oh
that
man,
porn
that's
cover
good.
that you put out?
Yeah, it's just it's fascinating because
Where did that come from? I thought it was a
it's
Kickstarter
an
maybe.
Antarctic
Oh, okay.
press one.
No, I
But
didn't know anything about it until I saw you post something about it.
it's based on a true story. So it's so
Really?
fascinating, and it actually has like photos in the back of what was going on, like pictures. But it is really interesting read for sure.
I had no idea that it was a, is that, I'm looking at the database. So is that person's last name blacked out in the actual comic book too, or is it just blacked out on this?
No, it's blacked out on the comic book.
Okay. Interesting.
She,
No, I
she's
had
she's
no
she's
idea.
fascinating because she's a lead character who was sort had of a not abusive parents, but like negligent parents that were like leeching off a grandfather who was like sexually attacking the kids.
Oh,
And
jeez.
she got away out of that situation and moved to LA. And then as soon as her brother was old enough, she moved him out there. And she had like three jobs. And then a situation came up where this drug thing came up, and she realized she could make money, and being a girl helped, like being a woman selling drugs to like the music industry,
Yeah.
it sort of helped her, and she like teams up with like a guy who's trying to make it in the music industry, and then her brother's out there as well, and they're selling drugs. It's crazy.
Huh. So there's two, what is there, two issues now?
There's two issues out now. I think there's a third issue coming out.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
But it's really well drawn, and the story's really well colored, and the story's really tight. It does have a lot of like flash forward, flash, you know, like you go back to her past with the grandfather
Yeah.
and the negligent parents, and then you'll flash forward and into another scene, and then you flash back again. So it does a lot of like time shifting, but it's really well done.
That's interesting. No,
Yeah.
I had no idea. When you posted, I just, for whatever reason, just, and I didn't pay attention to Antarctic on the top there. I just assumed that it was one of the Kickstarters that came.
Now it's Antarctic does some good stuff. They have like the horror and the sci-fi comics, and I like what they do. I pretty much get everything. I'm even getting Gold Digger. I just haven't read it yet.
Did I see in one of the previews that it's like it's actually going to be ending?
Is Gold Digger gonna end? Well, I'd
Yeah.
be shocked.
I thought it said something like leading up to the
I could be. I don't
final
usually
story,
read
final
the
issues or
previews,
something like
but
that.
it could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only one I don't get is like the Ninja High School. There's a couple of ones. I don't get the coloring books and stuff, but
Got the original punchline.
I like their anthology stuff. Like they have the superhero one, the horror one, and the
Yeah, Krillin.
sci-fi one.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
like
me too.
anthology formats.
Oh, I do too.
Just because it's variety, I realize I'm going to get some stuff that. Did you read Future State Justice League?
Yeah, I just read it last night.
I thought that was great.
I thought it was really good.
I loved how it had like that generational thing. Like, here's where our forefathers failed us, and we're not going to let each other know our identities, and we're not going to team up unless we absolutely have to, because it led to their downfall. And then you
Yep.
had the Legion of Doom with Professor Ivo
Well,
and Tio Morrow, and they're all old as shit. And they're
yeah.
like, they have all the kids of Despero, and all it's insane. They got
Yeah,
characters like the
it
Flood, and they introduce them, and they get clobbered, they get
was good.
killed. It's like it's so good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, and I felt the same way about the Titans one. I really like
I
that
haven't
one
gotten
too.
to that one yet.
Yeah, that one is in the same vein, just as good. It's sort of leading to their new property, like the Titan, indirectly, because this is in the future, but it talks about the Academy. So,
So I'm
yeah.
trying to figure out in general, are all of these futures, it seems to me that the Future State comics are all in different, I mean, not every single one, but they're not necessarily all in the exact same time frame. Like some might be further out than others. Are you
That
getting that impression?
that's true, because if you read the Superman of Metropolis, he does something to Metropolis,
Yes,
and then if you read
I read that.
Superman Wonder Woman, Metropolis is
Haven't read
there.
that.
Um,
Oh,
so
okay.
it's out of order, but it's in the continuity, but I don't think it's in the right order.
Okay. Yeah, I read the Superwoman one there, Kara Zor-El,
Yeah.
and that one seemed to reference what happened in the Superman one as if it had happened quite some time ago and already had been resolved. So I'm like, yeah, I think these are all just different time frames,
Well, they're
but
all
you know, not
different time
necessarily every
frames
single
within a
one, but
time
some.
frame, but it does not all of them explain it, 'cause I don't remember there being a caption in Superman Wonder Woman that said, "Oh, that Metropolis thing happened with the brain cell or whatever the hell it is,
Right.
happened in the past." You know, there wasn't any indicator to tell you that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I've been enjoying them for the most part.
Yeah, I
The
have
ones
too.
I thought
Some
I
of
w
them, I don't think this, I haven't enjoyed the actual setup or the story as much as I thought in a couple. The Flash one is fine, but it's like another Wally is killing people again, and it, I don't know. That one I just didn't
I like
get.
that, because it's sort of like realizing the way it's written like it's not Wally's fault. Like, Wally was influenced by something, and he's in this situation, and I want to free him. Like, I want him to be freed, and that's what I liked
Maybe
about
I'll
it.
feel
I
differently
liked it
when
that
I
they were powerless
dissect
on the Speed Force,
it. Yeah.
and they were using the rogue weapons. I thought that was badass. I liked it.
I didn't like that one as much as some of the other ones, but maybe I'll change my mind, you know, once the story is complete in the second issue. I liked the Batman, the next Batman. I thought that was pretty good.
I'm liking sometimes. I like the Wonder Woman ones more. I don't know why, but
I read
the
the
Batman
two.
ones,
I
I
read them.
like the concept of it more than like they're tightly integrated with the magistrate and things that are going on in Gotham, and then giving you a snippet of, oh, here's this point of view and here's this point of view.
Yeah.
But it feels a lot like the Batman stuff feels a lot like that other crossover they did, where each city was like bottled. I forget what it was called. It was during the move to California.
Convergence?
What was it?
Convergence? Wasn't it convergence?
Yeah, Convergence. It reminds
Yeah.
me of that because it's like, here's the situation and how it's affecting this group, and here's the situation and how it's affecting this group. That's what it reminds me of. Some of the other ones, I think there's a little more depth to it.
Yeah,
I think the
yeah.
art has been solid, at least on everything that I've read.
I totally agree.
The Swamp Thing one I liked the least, and I thought I was gonna like it the most. That could change, but
I think I liked it. I remind me what happened. I think I liked
the
that
Swamp
one.
Thing. You don't know if it's Alec Holland or not, but there's not a lot of humans alive, and there's like he's like with a bunch of elementals,
Oh
and
yeah.
there's the Floronic Man, and there's a
Yes.
couple of other elementals, and they're trying to like help humanity, like
Yeah,
find them.
I actually like that one quite a bit.
Yeah, that there that's what the Swamp Thing one was
Yeah,
about.
I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to like catch up this weekend, but I just had too much to read. I'm trying to read Dead Earth for Geek Brunch, and I have one more
Oh.
issue of that to read.
That's the Wonder Woman one?
Yeah.
That's great.
I love it because it feels like an Elseworld, and I love like what happened. Like it makes like total sense.
Yeah, it was
The thing
very
I've
good.
the thing that interests me the most, and I don't think I've been reading Wonder Woman since 73, and if this happened, I cannot remember if it happened or not. But I don't remember the bracelets ever depowering her.
Depowering
Do
her. No, I don't.
you in this story, the bracelets
Yeah.
were put on her by her mom because
Right.
she almost killed fellow Amazons because she was too powerful. So they like hinder her ability. And then when she fights Superman, she takes off the bracelets and she just whoops his ass. I mean,
Yeah,
it's like
I
a
don't remember
ass
that ever
whooping.
being the case either.
Yeah, I don't remember her bracelets ever like suppressing her powers. And I was like, that is an incredible like idea. Like,
It's
yeah,
yeah, but
I
it this
it's
story is.
artistically amazing. Like, it
How much
just
have you read of it?
I'm on issue four.
Oh, okay,
So
so you're
I got
almost
through the
done.
battle with Superman, and I know who caused the nuclear fallout and how the Amazons have turned into the, they essentially got radiated and turned into beasts.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. And then I have to read that basketball one, which is the 400 pages, so I don't think I'm going to get caught up on Future State today. And then
No,
I
what is
have
this called? What is this? I've heard of it before. I don't remember what it's.
it's the guy who's writing Superman Batman or Batman Superman. It's called Dragon Hoops. It's by Gene Luen
Dragon Hoops.
Yang.
Yeah, he did New
He did
Superman.
the new Superman. And he's done Superman proper too. I think he's done a couple
Yeah.
issues of action and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
He
he did that
won an
when he
Eisner.
went against the Klan. That
Yeah,
was really good.
he won Eisner for Chinese Born American, and he won some kind of like reading grant that gave him like 100. I can't remember, but it was an outstanding amount of money. And he's an actual teacher at this high school that is really big into basketball. So he wrote like from his viewpoint, not being a sports guy, like how he got enamored by going to teach at a high school that was engrossed in a sport. And that's what this is. It's called
Gotcha.
Dragon Hoops.
And it's a graphic novel?
Yeah. It's a thick hardcover. It's like I
Wow.
said, it's 400 pages. I don't even know who the publisher is. I ordered it in previews and builded too.
Says first, I pulled it up. It says first, second.
Oh yeah.
I've never heard of them before.
I'm on page 76, so I got quite a bit to read
You got
still.
some reading to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All right, well, we talked about a lot of stuff, but
it's fun.
can wrap this one up, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds perfect.
All right, more future state, 'cause I'd like to hear what you think of Titans. Tell me.
All right, I will.
Tell me on either on IM or Twitter.
Okay, sounds good to me.
I really dug it.
Yeah,
I think
I'll either
if you
read it
dug
today or tomorrow for sure.
the vein of the Justice League, you'll dig the Titans one too.
That's cool.
It's kind of funny because I didn't think I would like the Justice League one as much as I did. Everything is inverting for me. Like the things that I thought I was gonna like the least, I like the most, and the things that I was thought I was gonna like the most, I like the least. But
That's funny.
it's weird, yeah.
Yeah.
The Harlequin was pretty good.
I didn't even get that one. Kind of
Yeah, that
hard
was
laid out.
Stephanie Phillips.
Yeah.
She
She's
writes
a
a lot of
professor.
Aftershock stuff.
She's a professor at the University of Buffalo.
Yeah, then you should support her.
I should. She's visited
It's
the
a
local
damn
comic shop
shame. She's taking a more serious aspect, I think, to Harley. So if you like read the Palmiotti and that's not
Tom.
Palmiotti and Gray Connor, yeah. Run, it's a little bit different than that.
I think it needs a little bit of an update because everyone's written it like Palmiotti and Connor since they wrote
Since
it.
that piece, yeah. It's a
Yeah.
dark it's a darker psychological investigation, I think.
Maybe I'll pick it up at the comic shop. It's one of the few that I didn't even get. I didn't get everything for Future State, but I got most.
Yeah, I like it. All right, well, I'll talk to you later, Rob. Have a good afternoon and go Buffalo.
Go Bills.
Yep, see ya. Bye.
Take care.